Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. The race, it was supposed to be a lot closer than it was. In the Michigan Democratic primary, leftist U.S. Senate candidate Abdul El-Sayed leads establishment candidate Congresswoman Haley Stevens by a slim margin. Pre-election polls had given El-Sayed double-digit leads. Elsewhere, Democratic Congressman Wesley Bell has to former squad member Cori Bush in the Missouri primary. And backed by President Trump, Ty Masterson has won the Republican gubernatorial nomination in Kansas. President Trump says a deal on the Strait of Hormuz could be just around the corner. He says it could come as early as today or perhaps tomorrow. The Russia-Ukraine war rages on. The BBC's Dan Johnson is in the Ukrainian capital.
The sirens went off shortly after midnight, but it was only a minute or two later that the first explosions started. And that tells us that these were ballistic missiles, potentially hypersonic, very fast-moving missiles that were fired from Russia directly at Ukraine's capital or on the edge of. So we heard those explosions last night. People didn't have much time to get to shelter. One of the staff here was saying that they had to shelter in their hallway or their stairway at home because there wasn't time to get to proper protective cover. There were lots of explosions around the city and then the sight of some fires burning on the edge of Kyiv.
And at least 17 people are dead. A close encounter with a Russian drone left this street vendor with serious injuries. He had set up his minivan as a produce stall when the drone honed in on him. He tried to run but couldn't hide. The drone blew up, unleashing a huge fireball. The vendor suffering a concussion among other wounds. GOP Senator Susan Collins says she will vote no on Attorney General nominee Todd Blanche, jeopardizing his confirmation in the Senate. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 145 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline, 800-305-6762. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-305-6762 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. That's 800-305-6762 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-305-6762.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A couple of things on the interstates already this morning. There's some rain in the area, by the way. There's a big wreck on the Capitol Beltway. It's just over the Potomac River Bridge on the outer loop after the American Legion Bridge. Right now, we just had an update from the VDOT in that area, and they're saying three left-hand lanes are blocked on the Capitol Beltway. So that's going to go back to River Road, Bradley Boulevard, may eventually back up to 270 in Montgomery County. So we'll keep an eye on that. We're also getting a report of an accident northbound I-95. I'm looking at it here. It's in Cecil County, just before Route 222. So there is room to get by, but there are a number of flashing lights on the right side of the roadway. And again, we'll watch that. No major backup right now, but heads up if you're traveling north. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, warm and humid with a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Temperatures in the mid-80s, feel like temperatures in the mid-90s. Mostly cloudy with some scattered showers and storms tonight and temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
74 degrees in Nottingham and 74 in Abingdon. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM News Center at 6:04. Maryland lawmakers have passed a constitutional amendment that could change the state's congressional redistricting standards. The issue will now be placed on the November ballot as a referendum question for the voters to decide. Governor Moore says for more than a year he's warned that Donald Trump and Republicans across the country are working to rig the system and weaken voting rights. But until there is national redistricting reform, inaction is not an option. He says Maryland will not be caught flat-footed while Republicans engage in political redining that guts decades of progress that the generations have fought for. And the former athletic director of Pikesville High School has pleaded guilty to federal child sex crime charges. Dazon Darian admitted in court that he sexually exploited eight minors between April of 2023 and June of 2024. The feds say Darian stored the exploitation videos on his cell phones and internet-based accounts. Darian is the same man who pleaded guilty to state charges last year for using AI to create a recording of a former principal making racist and anti-Semitic remarks. The winning Maryland lottery pick three was 917. The pick four, 8358. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herr, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, the trade-depleted Birds beat their former teammate last night at Camden Yards.
First pitch, Pete, in the center. That's a base hit. Franklin's in. Cows are after a late jump. Will run in the face of Trout. He scores, sliding head first. A two-run single for a jumpy polar bear.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Alonso's two-run single off Grayson Rodriguez was the key hit last night as the Birds and Cade Povich turned back the Angels. 3-1 was the final at Camden Yards. Povich allowing seven hits and six innings pitched, but two key pickoffs got him out of some trouble.
Just kind of trusting my move, trusting Pete over there, and kudos to him for getting the tags down quick enough.
Yeah, how about that music in the background? The losses by teams around them, the Birds now move to just 1.5 back in the wild card race. Day six yesterday for the Ravens in Owings Mills, day two in pads. The summation from the head coach.
Second day in pads, I thought there was a lot of good back and forth. Started off with a drive, thought the offense started off really strong, made a couple really key plays, had it a third and long. That they were able to convert, and then some really good back and forth the rest of practice.
Star of the show yesterday was once again rookie receiver Jacoby Lane, and we will get into that at 6:35. Coming up in 30 minutes, wrapping also up a busy deadline day in Major League Baseball, and that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, August 5, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program this morning, he said he was joking, but
A delegate in Maryland saying that the Eastern Shore is considering secession after the constitutional amendment has now been passed by both houses. Islamo-Marxist Abdul El-Sayed is ahead in Michigan. Not a good look for the Democrats, that is for sure. And our top story here today, power-mad Democrats did indeed, as we predicted, pass the constitutional amendment to on the redistricting, which will now go to referendum. It'll be up to the voters to vote against this tyranny of having to change the state constitution for the ambitions of one man and one man only. That is Wes Moore and his presidential ambitions. Did not need a change, even though the Voting Rights Act of the Supreme Court, all it did was set aside, you can't draw maps based on majority-minority districts. Can't do it on race. And you shouldn't be able to do it on partisan politics either, but they didn't address that in this decision. And again, this was such an important thing. We talk about changing our state constitution. The fact is that just a couple of hours really of debate, a couple of hours over in the House, and at one point in the Senate yesterday, they limit debate on something as important as amending the constitution of the state of Maryland to 1 hour. That's all you got was 1 hour. Here's part of that debate.
Maryland voters, at the end of the day, are going to make this decision. Not us.
The total favorables with amendments was 11. That's 21. Total unfavorables, 128.
But it didn't matter about how many unfavorables showed up to testify in person or in writing. The fix was in. The cake was already baked by the Democrats, who, again, are the supermajority. And as I've said repeatedly, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And this is what we have in the state of Maryland. It is now up to the voters to reject this grab for power and this soft tyranny. Republicans reacting yesterday to the proceedings.
The hope is that the policies that are disastrous will weigh themselves out in this next election.
This is just an attack on my community. It's an effort to silence our voices.
That's why it's Delegate Lauren Erkin of Harford County. And again, you look at this debate, and it was interesting to watch. But again, it was just going through the motions. These are proceedings that they already had the votes. They were determined to ram this through in a 2-3-day session, and that's exactly what they did. The House voted 96-38 to advance the proposed amendment. Then it went over to the Senate, where it also passed there easily with the 3/5 majority that it needed in both houses. Now today, the governor will sign these bills to change the Constitution of the state of Maryland, but it will be up to you, the voters of the state of Maryland. And again, the language is vote against the amendment. We still don't know what the ballot language is. That's something that's very interesting, and it's going to be confusing. It's going to be rather, you know, it's going to take a massive amount of money to educate Maryland voters on how they should vote on this, and that's going to be a lot of money spent, that is for sure. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Just enough rain this morning that we have problems. Capitol Beltway already with two accidents on the outer loop. This is actually on the Virginia side of the American Legion Bridge. And the latest report 10 minutes ago said three lanes were blocked. And looking at the cameras already, like I said, it's going to back up to River Road, going back to Bradley Boulevard. Eventually, it may go back to the split right there at the Capitol Beltway and I-270. And then in College Park, this is a new wreck on the inner loop going just past the ramp at Route 1. So we'll get a delay there on the Capitol Beltway, and already we're seeing some brake lights for the traffic coming south on I-95 in that area towards Powder Mill Road. Now we're looking for an accident on the BW Parkway southbound reported in the area at Route 100. Just changing the camera right now and coming over there. I don't see any backup there. Let's go back to the bridge before that. Yeah, it's a little bit slow. It's also raining there as well. So it could be a minor wreck that's already adding to that situation. The rain will be the factor right now as we get underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a warm and humid day today. Temperatures in the mid-80s, and we've got some rain showers as well. It'll feel like mid-90s, though, with the humidity chance for showers and storms all through this morning, today, last overnight through tomorrow. So it's going to be, next couple of days, going to be wet. Right now, it is raining, 75 in Annapolis, 72 in Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news for you today in his new cooking show. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. boasted about his non-existent gag reflex and claimed he will literally eat anything. With the exception, he says, roadkill not less than 2 hours old. Right, that's got to be almost fresh.
It's got to be a deadline.
Right, dead raccoon. Theater showing a new Spider-Man movie in Cartagena, Colombia had to be evacuated after audience member apparently had a bout of rancid flatulence.
Oh,
cleared the movie theater. They said there hasn't
been. Did people get their money back?
I don't know. Hasn't been this many superhero fans running out of the theater holding their nose since Supergirl. Real Housewives reality TV franchise has turned 20 years old. Again, brought to you by Botox.
Yeah.
Not a sponsor. That's a fact.
Oh.
Do you watch any of the Real Housewives stuff?
No.
You've never seen one?
Never.
Not a single one?
No desire.
Kristen, have you watched The Real Housewives? Which one do you watch? Okay, got to drag her on the air here this morning and see what... Because there's a bunch of them there. There's like 10 of them, isn't there?
Yeah, like all the different major cities around the country.
It was Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or Hollywood. There's Atlanta. There's
I think I have Real Housewives of WCBM. Sorry.
That would be an entertaining show for sure. The set of cameras. I think Orange County was the first. I watched New York.
Oh, okay.
That was they're a little classier.
Okay.
A little less physically aggressive.
Did you watch Real
Housewives? More passive aggressive.
Housewives of Potomac?
I think I did. That was only one season, right? And there was that weird couple that like snuck into the Obama White House event, and that made a little news. I was going to watch it, but it didn't. Oh, no, wait. The Potomac, I'm sorry. That was D.C. There is a Potomac one. Right. Yeah, I don't watch that one. That's a little
So Real Housewives of New York, that is the go-to. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is considering selling his stake in the team. It's worth $13 billion. So a lot of money for a team with a one-star rating.
Yeah, for
going to sell it to Mark Cuban.
Yeah, Mark Cuban is interested, apparently, in it. Now that his nomination is clear, the Senate Judiciary Committee, Todd Blanche is one step closer to becoming the Attorney General. Janine Pirro is one step closer to going back on the five after the White House meeting yesterday with President Trump. Today, good news for you, Maggie. It's National Underwear Day.
Sing the underwear song.
Why would one want to celebrate underwear?
Well, let's pause for a brief moment. Or a boxer moment, if you prefer.
There you go.
Yeah, because it's a big day, traffic team, where they are changing underwear today. Chuck,
time.
Chuck is changing with...
For once, I have no words.
Another
it's
one of his reporters.
Oh!
My doctor said, do you have holes in your underwear? I said, no. He said, how do you get your legs in?
That's right. Also today, in 1962, movie actress and cultural icon Marilyn Monroe was found dead in her home in Los Angeles from an overdose of sedatives. They believe it was suicide, but...
Yeah.
That is so hokey. Setup. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe
trivia
that.
Trivia question. How many times was Marilyn Monroe married?
Three, I think.
Four?
Three is correct. She was married at 16, and then she married Joe DiMaggio, and then later playwright Arthur Miller. Right. Although she was rumored to have been dabbling with the Kennedy boys.
Oh, yeah. She was dabbling, all right, apparently.
Boy, John F. Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy. And the night that she had died, her housemaid, the person, her assistant, testified or said, I don't know if she testified, she said that she got a visit the night she died from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I mean, Robert F. Kennedy. Mm-hmm. So, again, it's don't know if that's ever been verified or not, but that's what the housemaid said. Because the housemaid is trying to knock on her door. The door was locked.
She saw her light was on or something.
Yeah, she saw the light was on, and then she called a psychiatrist. Psychiatrist came home, got through the bedroom window, and discovered her on the bed, face down, nude, with pills scattered all over the room. So, but
she
just
was messing around with Giancarlo, whatever his name was.
Oh, Sam Giancana?
Yeah. He's messing around. They're messing around with some of the guys in the mafia.
Yeah, the mob.
She knew too much.
Yeah. So, but
a lot
again,
of pillow talk there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pardon the pun. Born Norma Jean Mortensen. Marilyn Monroe on this day, 1962.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is coming up at 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. If you are a contractor and you've got a project right now to remodel a kitchen, and again, I think what I would suggest to you is if you want to save your clients a lot of money, and if you want to make sure that your budget, that you're on budget and you're on time, I would suggest you head over to Elegant Kitchen and Design on Joppa Road in Baltimore County. Go see Mike. Tell him I told you to stop by. And Mike will take care of you. He's got all the cabinets on display there. He's got a great design team. They've got great craftsmen at Elegant Kitchen and Design. You can pick out the layout for your client and also, again, colors, whatever the case may be. And they've got all the countertops as well, granite, quartz, and quartzite right there in the warehouse, right in the back of the showroom. Check them out, Elegant Kitchen and Design, Joppa Road, Baltimore County, or ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, it turned out as you expected, pretty much a foregone conclusion with the numbers and their thirst for absolute power. Democrats ramming through this bill, House Bill 2100, of course, the companion bill in the Senate. Will be signed today by Governor Wes Moore. House Democrat leadership, Speaker Peña Melnick and David Moonbat from Montgomery County reacting to the bill yesterday.
Maryland should not place itself at a structural disadvantage because of ambiguity in our own Constitution.
Here we are trying to shut the door on future misinterpretation by judges.
Yeah, they created the alleged ambiguity and interpretation. If you read through the state constitution, it just says legislative districts. It doesn't differentiate between state and or federal. It just says legislative districts. So it should apply equally to all legislative districts. But again, this is what they're blaming, is this this vagueness, if you will. And they were going to, quote unquote, clarify the language. We'll see how clear the ballot language is when it is finally released. We read a sample to you the other day, but it was not exactly what has passed yet. I'm still trying to get there. I probably won't get the bill until the governor signs it, and then we'll find out what the ballot language is likely to be. 6:23 traffic weather on the threes, and with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a situation coming out of the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I can't say for sure. It's an accident. It looks like it because there's more than one car in this painted out area. So if you're coming through the tunnel, the lanes are open. Everybody's kind of slowing, so we're getting some backing now as you're coming into the Fort McHenry Tunnel on the southbound side. The right tube is also a little bit slow in that area. They're just reacting to these flashing lights behind the painted out area. It looks like an accident. Several vehicles are sitting there on the left-hand side. So we're starting to see that delay on 95, which ultimately may work its way back towards the O'Donnell Street ramp. We're watching that now right at the top of the hill. Some brake lights there, which then, of course, would cause some overflow traffic to head over to the old Harvard Tunnel. There's a new wreck reported in Annapolis. It's raining there as well. Eastbound 50 around the ramp at Route 2. That would be in Parole. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Warm and humid temps in the mid-80s today. The heat index will take you to the mid-90s. Chance for showers and storms throughout the day and tonight as well. Rain for the next hour. Ellicott City is 72. Reisterstown is 71 degrees. We're talking about the not-so-special session from the Maryland General Insane Asylum. And a couple of interesting quotes and clips here from the speaker, Jocelyn Paymore Melnick. Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 asking her whether this is just nothing more than political posturing, and an interesting response.
What's your message to Marylanders who say this is just political posturing and you're playing games?
It is not political posturing. My time is very important, okay? A lot of us haven't even had a day off yet.
Oh.
No vacation.
Oh.
It was important to correct that court decision.
I'm just the pity party that Jocelyn Paymore Melnick threw for herself and fellow Democrats. They haven't had a day off. Oh. And, of course, no vacation. Well, they're about to get a vacation. But the fact is, how about the rest of us in Maryland that are paying sky-high electric bills, that had a massive tax increase in 2025, car fees, permits, license fees, all skyrocketing under the Democrats? Maybe you should take more days off, and maybe you should take a permanent vacation. But, again, this body, the House and Senate, and our governor have Trump derangement syndrome, and that's all they do is orange man bad.
But what we cannot do is control what the federal government is doing to us. The prices of gas is not our fault that he went and got into a war.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. The price of gas right now is not your fault. It was when Joe Biden was in office, it was your fault when you were in the general insane asylum. The Climate Solutions Now Act of 2022, which closed coal-fired power plants, which declared war on fossil fuels, get rid of the internal combustion engine in 2035, that is your fault. The massive tax increase placed on Marylanders, that is your fault. The fact that people don't want to come here, the start off their careers or have to leave here, and when they retire, that is your fault. The fact that we're the second worst economy in the country, that is your fault. And I could go on and on, right on down the list. The fact that we're about to lose the Preakness is your fault. So we can go right down the list here this morning. But again, she is just, again, they all do. And I think what happens is, and maybe some actually are Trump deranged and others are just using it for political gamesmanship, which might be in the case of Wes Moore, because that was the first thing out of his mouth in a statement yesterday, blaming Trump. Here is, once again, the Speaker of the House in Maryland.
Mackenzie, I was really very intentional, and so was my body, about addressing affordability during session. But this federal government is killing us, and it's not just Maryland. Many other states.
No, you are killing the state. The Democrat Party and its policies are responsible for most of the damage, if not all of the damage. Yeah, federal workers have been laid off, but guess what? Federal workers were laid off in Virginia. And Virginia, almost the same amount, by the way, about 30,000 or so, 25,000, 30,000, somewhere in there. And Virginia's doing much better, even though they've got an absolute lunatic in the governor's mansion there. The fact is that Virginia already privatized under former Governor Glenn Youngkin. They actually have Northern Virginia's got a tech sector. And they're not chasing technology, IT, and high-tech businesses out of state with a 3% IT tax like we are here in the state of Maryland. It's more of the same. Governor Moore's statement: for over a year, I've warned that Donald Trump and Republicans across the country are working to rig the system, weaken voting rights, and make this pain permanent. I continue to believe our country needs national redistricting reform, but until that happens, inaction is not an option. Mayor will not be caught flat-footed while Republicans engage in political redlining that guts decades of progress that the generations before us fought for. Let me tell you about what Democrats did from 1954 to 1994. That was the Republican Revolution, Newt Gingrich. For, again, all those years, all right? Was it 40 years? For four decades, Democrats would, after every census, engage in the most partisan, political redlining and redistricting in the history of this country. That was on the Democrats. It stopped in 1994, and slowly but surely, Republicans have started to balance the ship a little bit, right the ship. But we got a long way to go. And President Trump wasn't going to take any more of this nonsense after the 2020 election, census, rather. He said, let's do it in mid-cycle, and let's stop the bleeding. And that's how the whole thing started. And again, as it stands right now, in 2030, we're going to see California and New York both going to lose a lot of seats because people have left there in droves. And Maryland might lose seats, too. We'll have to wait and see what the last figure is. All right, don't forget the best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, and our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Coming up next, an Islamo-Marxist, Abdul El-Sayed, is ahead in Michigan, and there are the war drums are beaten for the Democrat Party as they're facing a massive civil war in the near future. And that might be good news for the Republicans. 6:30, time for news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. This brought to you by Audiology Associates. Two men have been indicted in Baltimore County in connection with exotic animal photo shoots. Jaden Evans and Vernon Crawford III are each facing 23 charges that include aggravated animal cruelty and arson. The men who operated Tarzan Exotics were arrested last month after a video surfaced showing women posing with exotic animals, including snakes and monkeys, in a ring of fire at the Towson Town Center. Investigators say a lemur and an infant spider monkey were recovered from an apartment in Middle River, along with several other animals. The Maryland Zoo and Barks cared for some of the animals. And the Maryland Department of Health has confirmed a case of measles in the state. Officials say the patient had possible exposure to the public in the Upper Eastern Shore region. Anyone who visited the ChristianaCare Union Hospital Emergency Department in Elkton between 7 p.m. and 10:15 p.m. on August 2nd may have been exposed. Health officials say Marylanders should review the potential exposure, location, and times, watch for symptoms, and confirm that they're up to date on their measles, mumps, and rubella vaccinations. Maryland has confirmed 13 measles cases this year. And the body of a missing kayaker has been recovered from the Susquehanna River in Port Deposit. The Maryland Natural Resources Police were called Sunday evening after the man's kayak capsized and he did not resurface from the water. Natural Resources Police, the U.S. Coast Guard, and other agencies carried out searches, and divers found the man's body shortly before 8 a.m. Tuesday. The chief medical examiner in Baltimore is conducting an autopsy to determine the cause of the man's death. The incident remains under investigation. And a judge has denied bond for the Baltimore County man now charged with murder after a fight in Harbor East this past weekend. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A couple of new wrecks in Howard County. It's raining, of course, and we're going to have these things pop up all over the place. Route 32 at the ramp at I-95, and also now Route 32 at Route 1. If you're going north on 95, you're heading up towards Rosedale. There's a report of a wreck right at the express lane area northbound just above Moravia Road. I don't think that's going to be a big problem. The incident for the traffic coming south out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, left tube southbound. There's an incident there in the painted out area. They're off the roadway, but it's backing up I-95, and in turn, very quickly, the overflow traffic goes over to 895, and now 895 is backed up to the Urban Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, warm and humid with a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Temperatures in the mid-80s, feel like temperatures in the mid-90s. Mostly cloudy with some scattered showers and storms tonight, and temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Only four hits for the Birds last night at Camden Yards, but it's not how many you hit, it's when you hit them.
Slam by O'Neill. Left center field. Is it too high? Get up! And we'll go! Another pinch hit homer for Tyler O'Neill.
That was his third of the season. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. O'Neill's solo blast came in the eighth, and Pete Alonso smacked a two-run single in the third, all in support of Cade Povich as the Birds eke out a 3-1 win at home last night against the Angels. Povich, called up from Norfolk, threw six innings, allowed seven hits. He picked off two, and he earned the praise of manager Albernaz in the postgame.
Yeah, I thought Povich was great tonight. Yeah, he had some traffic, but he did a great job of navigating it. I mean, Narvi behind the plate was outstanding with him and the rest of
Narvi that Albernaz was talking about was Carlos Narvaez. The Birds got back in the Rutschman trade, making his first start for Baltimore. Also, Christian Franklin, just acquired from the Nats, started in left field for Baltimore, walked and scored in two trips to the plate. Meanwhile, Monday's MLB trading deadline was one of the busiest in league history, with no less than 40 trades made on Monday alone, not to mention more than a dozen executed in the week leading up to the deadline. The busiest and most interesting team at the deadline was the Blue Jays. Toronto making six trades in the final 48 hours, three in which they were buyers, three in which they were sellers. Out of Owings Mills yesterday, it was the fourth-round draft choice Jacoby Lane stealing the show once again with a number of highlight plays, including a falling back one-handed grab along the sideline with Nate Wiggins draped all over him. It left an impression on Jesse Minter.
You know, like a second and long turns into a third and long. And then somebody has to make a play. And sometimes just keeping your head down, going to the next play, making a play can change the momentum. And so that was a great play by Jacoby. He's continued to flash and make those type of plays.
And looking like OBJ in the process. Lane will have a chance to do it in a game 10 days from now when the Ravens take on the Eagles at home. Ravens news, the team making a move for its future, signing wide receiver Zay Flowers to a contract extension. 4 years, $140 million, with $108 of it guaranteed. The extension reportedly ties Flowers with Justin Jefferson of the Vikings in new money average per year. Flowers had his second straight Pro Bowl season in 2025 and has led the Ravens in receptions and receiving yards in each of his first three seasons. The time now is 6:37. When we return, what happens when you go 29-5?
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Hartford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HartfordLifeGroup.com.
Sean, here's an interesting comment I wanted to play from the Red Sox director of baseball operations, okay. Craig Breslow. Mm-hmm. So basically, he's the Mike Elias of Boston.
Okay.
They just acquired Adley Rutschman, of course. By the way, Rutschman already is online, his face, in a ticket promo for the Red Sox for the remainder of the year. Just FYI. Here's Breslow's comments on what's going on in Boston.
Over the last month and a half or so, this team has demonstrated just an incredible resilience and relentlessness, and put itself, you know, kind of firmly in the playoff picture. And they deserve, and our fans deserve, you know, our efforts, the efforts from the front office to try and find ways to make it better.
Okay, so there you go.
They had
won 15 in a row. They're 29-5 in their last 34. I wanted to play that as a juxtaposition between the relationship between the front office in Boston and the team and the fans, and the relationship between the front office in Baltimore, the team and the fans. It's amazing what's going on. And Breslow is absolutely right. When your team is playing well, the front office supports it, and they go out and get players. frankly, Baltimore isn't playing that well.
No, it's not. Winning is the great, disinfectant. I mean, as long as you
exactly.
win, it covers up a lot of the holes. And look, I give them credit. They went out and got what they thought was a key piece to now. Whether he stays healthy, whether he's able to actually hit when he's in Boston, that remains to be seen.
Well, the interesting thing is there's no timetable for his return.
Right,
he may not come back till the end of the month.
Yeah,
but that's where they are. So again, front office in Boston supporting what's going on.
Big difference. Yep. Yeah, thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Paz has written in, with this fascist forum complete, the Maryland Marxist movement made three promises to the voters if they approve the amendment. One, we will remove all opposition to the party responsible for the greatest tax increase in history and creating the second worst economy in the United States. Two, we do not oppose authoritarianism. We intend to use it to punish you. And I would add, bury you. Three, we will continue our draconian attacks on your freedom, safety, and household income. We will continue to lie with our words and crush you with our actions, and there won't be a damn thing you can do about it except to leave. Pretty much sums up the attitude of the Democrats today, that's for sure. You can weigh in 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCPM-680. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll tell you what the Republicans are planning to do to challenge this in the courts. Election night last night, big primary in Michigan, and a lot of money spent by the Democrat establishment, Gretchen Whitmer, Chuck Schumer, all backing Haley Stevens, the woman that sounded like she was on helium, and that was the establishment pick. They, I think, spent upwards of $60 million, if I'm not mistaken. A lot of money spent. But that, again, NBC is calling the race for Abdul El Sayed. It's very close. It's within about 20,000-30,000 votes. And I guess so you got mail-ins that still have to be counted and everything. But NBC has called the race for Abdul Al Sayed. He is not a proclaimed socialist, but, I mean, he's denied that. But he has attended and spoken at least six DSA events, appearing with racist Rashida Tlaib. El Sayed was spotted at a pool party with the anti-Semitic communist influencer Hassan Piker and Socialist House candidates Malat Kiros, by the way, a graduate of Washington College here on the Eastern Shore, and Chris Rabb of Pennsylvania. Again, outside groups did dump about $60 million into this. Progressive, so like Bernie Sanders, Bolshevik Bernie, and the bartender, AOC, all backing El Sayed. El Sayed is for Medicare for all, wealth taxes. He wants to limit the Supreme Court. He also wants to defund the police eventually, he says, and abolish ICE, of course. It's all Democrats, Socialists of America positions and platforms. But El Sayed is basically excused the March terrorist attack on Temple Israel in Michigan, he said. And he also, has campaigned with Hassan Piker. Hassan Piker is a radical anti-Semitic influencer that said the America deserved 9/11. Here he is campaigning in Wisconsin for another nut job, Francesca Hong, who's running for governor in Wisconsin.
The reason why I brought up Michigan, is because I think it was Michael Moore in 2016 who said, Michigan's not a swing state. And neither is Wisconsin. These are not swing states. They've been turned into swing states because they've left you behind. But we are going to bring back the working class to both Wisconsin and to Michigan. A Republican will never be elected in this state ever again once our movement is done.
And there you have it. So this is going to be a fascinating midterm election cycle because Democrat socialists are flexing their muscles in New York City and elsewhere. And the Democrat establishment, I don't think they're like Maryland Republicans. They're powerless to stop the Democrat socialists. And we're going to have a real choice coming up on the midterms as to the people that the Trump populism and many of those running on the MAGA banner, which have not forgotten about the men and women in the heartland. We have a different solution. It is capitalism. It is to make America great again. It is to reshore jobs and manufacturing base. And the socialist message is that they want the government to pay for it all. We are actually advocates of the private sector, but the socialists, they want the government to pay Medicare for all. They want to punish the wealthy. They want to destroy capitalism and eventually burn our Constitution to the ground. So it's going to be an interesting, again, dichotomy between the two. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the incident just south of the left tube of the Fort McHenry Tunnel that was apparently a minor wreck has now cleared, so that visual delay is gone. And we didn't really get a big backup on 95, but we are a little bit slow top of the hill as you're coming down through the O'Donnell Street ramp. And through that area, the word gets out all the way back up into Rosedale, and then 895 starts to back up through there, and they went over to 895. That's backed up to the Urban Avenue ramp. Just looking at a new wreck now, southbound on 95, appears to be from the angle here. Looks like it's in the express lane on 95, just south of the Beltway. So before you get to Kenwood Avenue and the bridge there, it looks like it's in the express lane. Traffic is getting by in a single lane. The main line, which I can see over to the right, is still moving through there. But a number of flashing lights are there. That's a new wreck on the northeast side with this light rain in the area. Westbound Route 32, the wreck is at Route 1 in Howard County. There was also a wreck on Route 32 very close to the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Warm and humid start to the day. Mid-80s, going to feel like mid-90s. We get a chance of showers and storms already moving through the area here this morning, throughout the day today, overnight into tomorrow as well. So the next couple of days, expect rain. Although it's partly cloudy and dry in Ocean City, 75, it is rain. It's going to be heavy at times in Baltimore here in the next hour. 73 for the current temperature is right now. It is time for our head over the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage sector. And we do this as a public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
And pay attention, maggot!
You ain't lying about that radar. It's lighting
yeah,
up.
It's coming. It is coming.
Mm-hmm. It's on top of us right now.
Burger King cannot call itself that in Australia. Did you know that?
No.
Because
hey,
a small restaurant already owns the trademark. So all the Australian Burger King locations are called Hungry Jack's.
There's nothing more mouth-watering than a Hungry Jack's flame-grilled Whopper. But hey, how's this for an idea?
The heat is on.
Now you can get a Whopper with a mild chili sauce.
It's on the street.
But only for a limited time.
The heat is
the Hungry Jack's Chili Whopper.
The burgers are better at Hungry Jack's.
Hungry Jack's Whopper.
It's a whopper, mate.
It's a whopper, mate.
It's a whopper, baby.
Could have been all shrimp on the barbie.
And a whopper on the
maybe
barbie.
The dingo ate your baby.
The dingo ate your baby.
Hungry Jack's did not know that. On the first Monday of every month, Class Soiree Steakhouse. It's in Hollywood, Florida. They hold an evening where diners are allowed to partake in a yummy meal buck naked.
But why?
Yeah.
There's nothing hot.
Nude dining launching at the South Florida Steakhouse. And yes, it is legal. Restaurant is expecting around 20 people for the latest naked dining experience. Tickets are $250 for the men, $150 for the women, or $300 for the couples.
Don't drop your knife.
It's a five-star experience dripping with class and elegance, as they say. So, again, can't imagine. I've heard of this people eating sushi off of naked models. That's a thing in Japan, apparently.
Which is gross to begin with.
Yeah. But, again,
eating raw fish off of somebody.
Well, you know, Chuck does this on a regular basis. When he goes to the buffet house, he brings his own buns.
Oh, no.
Would you partake of that, Chuck?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Class. Have you ever heard of Class Soiree Steakhouse?
No, I have not.
You may want to put it on your client list. Hit them up for some. No.
Is it naked, IBF approved?
That's how we say it in the South. Not naked.
Yes.
Naked.
Yes.
Who wants to eat naked in general?
I don't know. But
I would. Don't call me a general.
You've heard of, but you know, you've heard of spooning, haven't you?
I think.
Yeah.
This is forking. But it's another kind of deal.
I didn't set you up. I knew you were going there. Late night half price apps deal is back at Applebee's restaurants nationwide for a limited time. So you get half price apps. Good stuff there. Domino's is dropping the most unhinged ice cream ever. That's right. The pizza chain has now got its garlic and herb ice cream.
Oh.
Yeah. It, again, debuted on July 29th. They're calling it the tastiest treat of the summer. It might also be the weirdest, to be frank. And right now, no word as to whether or not people are buying it or even like it. So somebody's going to have to do a taste test on that.
They should have called it peaches and herb.
Exactly.
That would have been much.
And
I'm
it feels
sure
so good.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Stop it.
We told you about Shaq's big chicken.
He's
were
tall.
The other day, and of course, just now the grand opening is coming up again later on this week. I think it's on Saturday. Yeah, the grand opening is officially this Saturday, August the 8th, in Gambrels, and they're on South Main Chapel Way in Gambrels from 10:30 to 2. Got an email from the folks at Shaq's First Big Chicken store. There'll be a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 10:45. The first 100 guests in line receive 3 free chicken tenders and 4 dipping sauces in honor of Shaquille's iconic number 34.
Is he going to be there?
Yeah. It's a great question. I don't see that in the press release, so... Mm-hmm. I don't know if he goes to all of them, the grand openings, but you'd think he'd be there, right?
Well, I would think.
This is his franchise.
Sure, it's his deal.
Yeah. They're guaranteed to get a lot of coverage if Shaq was there, but nothing in the press release says that he will be there.
Quick update?
Yes, sir.
There's a report of an accident at Mount Airy, eastbound I-70, Route 27. We're going to check on that.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Chuck. See you in a couple. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. By the way, Commie Bush, remember her, former squad member? Commie Bush in Missouri. She was from Ferguson. She was running again to reclaim a seat in Congress in District 1. She got absolutely tattooed by Wesley Bell, beating former Congresswoman Cori Bush handily looks to be at least 20 points there. So that is good news. And ironically, in New Jersey, remember when they had these 6,600 non-citizens that were discovered on the voter registration rolls, and you had Jersey saying it was the software company's fault, the software company saying, no, we just, garbage in, garbage out. Well, now, quietly, without a lot of media coverage, according to New Jersey 101.5, the various county election offices caught off guard with a notice that simply said, please be advised that the New Jersey SVRS production environment will be inaccessible through Tuesday. So the state voter registration system has been taken down, and as of this morning, it is still down. I wonder why that is. And apparently they just found about 6,500 non-citizens registered to vote. It's either in Pennsylvania or Virginia, I'll confirm, but it's happening. It's in every state, and we know it's here in the state of Maryland, but we don't have people that want to cooperate with the feds, that is for sure. If you're working on a build, if you're a contractor, a big designer or a builder, or if you own multifamily properties, you may want to check out, and you're in the need of appliances, the best place to go, I can recommend it wholeheartedly, is Town Appliance and their trade program. It's literally built for people like you. And again, you get exactly what you order. They handle the delivery nationwide. You get everything on time, plus you get a dedicated rep, exclusive benefits, and pricing that's tailored to your specific project. With over 70 brands to choose from, everything from everyday appliances to high-end luxury kitchens. You got to go in the showroom, see it. It's amazing. Give them a call or text or go online, townappliance.com, and get started today.
WCBM Baltimore.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, well, the rain, as you might expect, playing havoc with everything. New wreck now just in. Haven't seen it yet. Southbound I-97 at Route 100. I'm looking at the camera right there, and there's no impact so far. Could be back a little further. Could be a little further south towards New Cut Road. In Howard County, the wreck Route 32 at I-95. There's another wreck westbound Route 32 at the ramp at Route 1. If you're coming down 95 in the express lanes from White Marsh down through Rosedale, there's an accident in the express lane near the Kenwood Avenue Bridge. Room to get by. It's not really affecting the main line going straight through. You'll have rain. You'll have delays in and around the Beltway now. Some slowing and an earlier problem on the south end of the Fort McHenry Tunnel has cleared. And whatever little backup we had is still there. 895 is still slow from the Erdman Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast for this Wednesday. Warm and humid with rain. Mid-80s today. Going to feel with a heat index more like mid-90s because of the humidity. Showers and storms throughout the day. Today, tonight, and into tomorrow. Heavy rain in the next hour. 74 in Dundalk. 72 in Bel Air. And we're talking about the, again, the Maryland General Insane Asylum, the not-so-special session where the power-hungry and power-mad Democrats driven to try to change our state constitution and leave an entire district one, voiceless, without representation. And that, of course, the attempt here is to eliminate Andy Harris's seat in the future. It won't happen for 2026 because the question or ballot question on the constitutional amendment to redistrict and how they're going to be able to do that, that'll change the Constitution so they'll make it easier for Democrats to draw federal districts with great partisan rapidity, if you will, and eliminate Andy Harris. What they might do is basically, they'll draw parts of Cecil County into a different district. They'll cut the first district across the bay, connected with Anne Arundel County. So it's possible, obviously, that Cecil County now will be represented by Democrats, and of course, most of the Eastern Shore will be represented by Democrats as well. And that led Republican Delegate Tom Hutchinson. He had a proposal Monday night. He had introduced an amendment, his proposal. That would allow for the Eastern Shore, because it's being disenfranchised already in the future, to secede from the rest of the state. This isn't the first time that we've seen this or had this debate or discussion here on the program. I remember years ago when it was then Governor Schaefer in the governor's mansion, where he made a reference to the Eastern Shore being an outhouse. And I do remember that caused quite a stir, if you might imagine, a stink, pardon the pun, that the Eastern Shore people were just hopping mad at William Donald Schaefer. And I don't think they ever really recovered from that. I think it's always been a sore point is how Democrats view the Eastern Shore. Number one, because it's Republican friendly. It's Trump country. And that's another reason why they want to cut it in half. First off, they want to get rid of Andy Harris. And secondly, they want to make sure that the MAGA movement is neutralized here in the state of Maryland. And, of course, you got uniparty rhino Republicans like Chris West and others here in this state trying to do that already. Again, Hutchinson said on his secession bid as he rose yesterday, he said, the likelihood of us succeeding is a very low probability. The intent of what I did last night was to add a little bit of levity to a 4.5-hour debate session for a shameful bill and an unnecessary special session. And maybe he meant it as a light-hearted attempt to use parody and to satirize what the Maryland General Insane Asylum was doing in this 3-day special session. But when you look at it, Hutchinson said, if we have representation from Howard or Anne Arundel County representing the Eastern Shore, the Eastern Shore is clearly different in lifestyle, economy, and way of life from the Western Shore. And he's absolutely right about that. His proposal was an amendment to redistrict the bill that would have added a November ballot question asking the 9 Eastern Shore counties, Caroline, Cecil, Dorchester, Kent, Queen Anne's, Somerset, Talbot, Wicomico, Worcester, whether they wanted to secede. And Wicomico County Executive Julie Giordano said the proposed amendment is less about whether secession is a realistic or viable outcome and more about what it symbolizes. Too often, residents of the Eastern Shore believe our voices are underrepresented in Annapolis and our priorities are overshadowed by the interests of more populous regions of the state. End of quote. I think it's a legitimate argument. I think that most of the money, most of the attention, the priorities are all funneled to Baltimore City, Montgomery, and Prince George's County. Western Maryland be damned, and Eastern Shore be damned. They could care less. You are technically flyover country here in the state of Maryland by these Democrats. And that's why there are not many Democrats that get elected from Western Maryland and the Eastern Shore. Just a handful. But the rest of these areas, they're the ones that are abusing our tax dollars, misspending our tax dollars. Their policies are ruining things for the rest of the state, be it the farmland of the Eastern Shore and, of course, the economy of Western Maryland, which is under great fire here from the Democrats in this state. So, political tensions between the two sides of the state, again, dividing the Chesapeake Bay, nothing new. As I said, back in 1991, then Governor Schaefer was disparaging the Eastern Shore on his way to deliver his fifth State of the State address. And as he walked to the rostrum, Schaefer noticed a delegate from the Ocean City area and asked, "How's that blank house of an Eastern Shore?" Wow, because they didn't vote for him. That was typical William Donald Schaefer, as we know, King Don, as we call him. All right, don't forget, Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael Lee Freeman. Coming up next, what the Maryland Republicans are now vowing to do to stop this redistricting referendum.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It seems the polls, the pundits, and much of the media missed the mark. They had predicted a big win for leftist Abdul El-Sayed in Michigan's Democratic U.S. Senate primary. Instead, he leads establishment candidate Congresswoman Haley Stevens by less than 2 points in a razor-close contest. Mike Rogers, the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in Michigan. Elsewhere, former Salem talker Chris DeGaulle has won the Republican congressional primary in Missouri's solidly blue 6th congressional district. And President Trump says it's clear the Democrat Party is in disarray.
They've got a party. It's a mess. I think it's a mess. I think they should form another party, the Communists of America Party.
Mr. Trump says a deal on the Strait of Hormuz could come as early as today or perhaps tomorrow.
A lot of progress has been made. What? And they called me and they said, please, let's talk. They want to talk. The funny thing is they never mention that. They always say, we're not talking.
A man who was arrested at the president's L.A. area golf course has pleaded not guilty to all charges.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says 38-year-old Janine John Taylor was taking photos and video and had a 16-round magazine with ammunition in his pocket. Authorities recovered a loaded pistol in his car. Taylor was arrested Sunday after appearing to monitor security preparations at Trump National Golf Course 2 days before the president's fundraiser there. Investigators searched Taylor's home in Downey, California, and found several firearms, magazines and ammunition, body armor, and a notebook that contains what authorities describe as concerning statements. I'm Mike Hempen.
The latest Russian missile attack on Ukraine's left at least 17 people dead. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 195 points. The Nasdaq futures down 18 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way, not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt.
And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Keep in mind, there are several accidents now along I-95, two in the area between the Beltway and White Marsh Boulevard. They're mostly off the roadway, but the rain is causing all of that. The wreck was southbound 95 in the express lane south of the Beltway and near the Kenwood Avenue Bridge. They were kind of looking at it, but it hasn't been a big deal so far. Got an update on this wreck on I-70. It looks like now the new information says the wreck is eastbound on I-70 before you get into Frederick at about the 48-mile marker. Pretty good size backup now is developing there. And then watch for the accident that had road blockage westbound on Route 32 around the interchange there at Route 1. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, warm and humid with a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Temperatures in the mid-80s, feel like temperatures in the mid-90s. Mostly cloudy with some scattered showers and storms tonight and temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
74 degrees in Falston and 74 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that after months of going back and forth in a two-day special session filled with hours of debate, Maryland lawmakers approved a proposed constitutional amendment that would set parameters on how congressional district lines are drawn in the state. The issue will now head to the voters of Maryland to decide on the November ballot. And 3 weeks after Empire Towers in Glen Burnie were evacuated over structural concerns, many tenants are still waiting for answers. It's been 26 days since the 10-story office building was evacuated due to unpermitted construction work. A recent email obtained by the media partners at the Baltimore Sun say it's highly unlikely tenants will be able to retrieve vehicles from the garage for the next 90 days. And a deadly early morning crash yesterday in Germantown left one man dead and seven children injured after police said all of the juveniles were riding in a stolen Kia Optima with no adults or licensed driver inside. The Maryland Lottery pick 3 winner was 917, the pick 4, 8358. 7:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, the Birds played a game yesterday at Camden Yards, having to put aside their personal feelings about the day before.
First pitch, Pete, in the center. That's a base hit. Franklin's in. Cows are after a late jump. Will run in the face of Trout, and he scores, sliding head first. A two-run single for a jumpy polar bear.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. How appropriate that Pete Alonso, the team leader, provided the key hit last night as the Birds beat Grayson Rodriguez and the Angels 3-1 was the final at Camden Yards. In the postgame, it was Alonso defiant that in no way does this clubhouse feel they're out of it.
The people we have in that clubhouse, I mean, they're true professionals, and we're going to go out there and give everything we have regardless of the circumstances. This group is tough, and we want to win regardless of...
And with the Mariners' loss last night, the Birds moved 1.5 back in the wild card race with three teams ahead of them. Meanwhile, in Chicago last night, Tarek Skubal made his debut for the L.A. Dodgers.
Here comes the pitch.
fly ball hammered out towards left center. You can forget it. Out of here. He crushed it.
John Ciambi had the call on the marquee. Sports Network, Scubo pitched well, but the Cubs spoil his debut. 5-1 was the final at Wrigley Field. It was an off-season acquisition that probably flew under the radar, but it could end up being huge for the Ravens. And that is the free agent signing of safety Jalen Hawkins, considered one of the headiest players in the NFL. Hawkins was calling out plays just from the get-go when he got here in Baltimore.
As long as I can, you know, stay on the film work, see the formation recognition, you know, I'm going to call out what I see. That's just always been my game. That's just always been me. And, you know, I'm going to use my smarts and what I know to get everybody aligned and on the same page. You know?
Expect to see a lot of three safety looks for the Ravens this year with Malachi Starks, Jalen Hawkins, and Kyle Hamilton. Coming up in 30 minutes, what lays ahead for the Preakness? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer. Serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
You can reach us at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, the Scarf Queen. We have an update on Dr. Deborah Birx and her position on truth versus the science. Would you hear this? It's bad enough we have a structural deficit here in the state of Maryland. The state now faces a potential $60 billion liability tab over the Child Victims Act. That went unaddressed in this not-so-special session that just concluded. But our top story here today is the Maryland Republicans are vowing a court challenge to the ballot question that will be placed before voters. And again, we urge you to vote against the constitutional amendment once it gets on, in spite of the language, just vote against it. And now, of course, what's at issue here with one of the challenges, anyway, is the a law that passed earlier this year by the Maryland General Insane Asylum by the Democrats. And I think, let me get the bill number here in just a second. I think it was the Senate bill or House bill 529. I'll get the exact number here. Oh, Senate bill 29 that passed earlier this year. And basically what it said on the wording of this measure is that any constitutional amendment to be certified had to be done by July the 1st. It had to undergo a 15-day public comment period and be distributed to voters at least 90 days before the election. Well, all three of those components have failed. Delegate Matt Morgan said the Democrats screwed up.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Our position is pretty clear. You can't change a law retroactively. Listen, the law today, as we stand here, is constitutional amendments, July 1st, with a 15-day comment period for the public. You just signed that into law 3 months ago. We just got lectured by the committee chairman who said, we can't suspend the Constitution. Keep it in mind. Well, apparently we just suspended the Constitution.
She's keeping the time.
32 minutes later. It's not right.
No, it isn't. And even the Democrats, as Senator Cheryl Kagan, Montgomery County, even they are admitting that they violated their own law or rule.
There is no time to comply with the plain language, with our new law, because July 1st is in the rearview mirror. So there is no time to have the Secretary of State draft language, to have it published, to have comment period, to have it modified. It's just not an option.
So the question here then is, what happens when a body, when a legislature passes a law and then ignores that law completely. And or changes the rules in the middle of this whole process. That is what the basis of this civil lawsuit. There are no criminal penalties. And oftentimes, and look, I don't expect this to be successful in a state court here in Maryland. It could go either way, but when you look at it, the state legislature can pass laws that supersede previous laws. So that might be one argument that the Democrats would make, the Republicans would make. Look, you passed this law, you ignored every component of it. You changed the rules in order to ram this thing through. And will they get a sympathetic judge? I don't know. So more reaction on this. But this is typical of the tyranny, the soft tyranny of a supermajority. They pass a law, completely ignore it, change the rules in the middle of the debate in order to get this rammed down the throats and out to the voters. By today's the deadline for printing, by the way. That's the reason why it had to be rushed through. All right, 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
It's raining in most areas, and of course with that, a number of accidents. Most of these are minor, but the one here in the express lane on 95 South around Kenwood Avenue in Rosedale, that's still a problem. It's slowing right there at the scene. Normally we'd be getting two lanes through there, and we're getting one lane by. We can see it's a tight squeeze right there. But the main line over to the right side is not a problem. Then there were two or three different minor accidents on 95 between the Beltway and White Marsh Boulevard. So, again, there may be some impact. We're slowing on the Beltway now because of the rain, slowing at both the Harvard Tunnels, 95, Russell Street, 395 with the rain, getting a little slower there. Haven't seen anything major along I-97. The last report was a wreck southbound near Route 100. If it was there, it was on the shoulder. But if you're coming north from Benfield, you're coming south from 648, it's going to be a little bit sloppy there along I-97, and then we'll pick up the heavy traffic towards Annapolis at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for this hump day. It is going to be a warm and humid day today. Mid-80s could feel like the mid-90s. Showers and storms throughout most of the day today, overnight, and through tomorrow as well. Next couple days is going to be really wet. 72 with heavy rain in Parkville. 75 in Pasadena. Time for our Mega Movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
A couple of disturbing stories to start you off here. One is a heavily armed suspect has now been arrested on Sunday near Trump National Golf Course in Los Angeles ahead of the president's planned visit to California. The man was carrying firearms, ammunition, hollow point ammunition, and was monitoring President Trump's security preparation. Secret Service believe that the suspect, identified as Janine John Taylor, 38 years of age, was arrested at Trump National Golf Course, allegedly monitoring security prep ahead of President Trump's visit. Again, he had an illegally modified semi-automatic, body armor, high-capacity mags, ammunition, and notebooks containing concerning statements from his home. So that appears to have been another assassination plot or attempt on President Trump. The other major disturbing story and concern is, remember Friday, President Trump met with the cabinet at Camp David. It was at that Camp David meeting shortly thereafter the president said, talked about the coming attack on Iran was going to be catastrophic. It was going to be one that was probably the biggest since World War II. And obviously he did not divulge any details. Just say, Iran, if you don't come to the table, you're going to get hammered and choose your adjective or verb, obliterated, decimated, decapitated, whatever you want to say. Well, apparently a high government official, that's all we know, who attended that meeting or was at that meeting or in proximity of that meeting, leaked the details of the attack plan to the press. And that, of course, it was confirmed by Fox News reporter Troy Yingst, who is based out of Israel, saying that this puts 50,000 troops in harm's way when people pay fast and loose. Remember the old saying, loose lips sink ships? Well, is that the reason why the attack was called off, or was it really because that the Saudis and the Omanis and others urged President Trump to go back to the peace table? We won't know. President Trump isn't saying.
thing?
It's a great question, because these leaks can be substantial, and when you're looking at a situation with 50,000 U.S. service members, destroyers, refuelers, fighter jets across the region, the operational security is very significant whenever there are plans being made to strike Iran. And the president indicated he called off the planned strikes at the request not only of Iran, but also of Gulf allies like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the UAE. What was interesting, though, Lawrence, we spoke with senior Israeli intelligence officials over the weekend who said they weren't even aware of the details of the plan. And that's how close the administration was holding these details to the chest because of how sensitive it is in the region. And so moving forward, we do anticipate the Trump administration will do everything possible to ensure that they're not giving Iran a heads up. They want to keep the Iranians guessing as these diplomatic pathways play out, understanding that if the talks fail, we are likely looking at a return to combat operations.
All right, so there are, to me, there are two theories as to this leak. Theory one is that some deep state flunky who is embedded somewhere in the Trump administration or in proximity to the Trump administration, looking to embarrass the administration, leaked this detail, just like the same people that are saying we're out of long-range missiles. They leaked that to Reuters. I have no idea whether that's true or not. I'm guessing it's not. But again, they'll do everything and anything they can to try to embarrass President Trump over the Iran war. Or secondly, somebody was given the okay to leak the details to force Iran back to the peace table once they saw the devastating plan that was about to be launched against them. So we don't know. I would imagine if we don't find the leaker, and we never found the Supreme Court leaker, did we? Then there might be some truth to that. We'll have to wait and see. Trump endorsed Ty Masterson, wins the Kansas Republican nomination for governor. In a seven-person contest there, the DOJ is seeking to revoke the American citizenship of 25 naturalized U.S. citizens as it pushes to rid America of criminals. It's the largest denaturalization surge in recorded history. We understand the U.S. Army has already reached its fiscal year 2026 active duty recruiting goal months ahead of schedule. And Senator Susan Collins, this is after Todd Blanche emerged from the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday, a favorable 12-10 vote along party lines for his confirmation as Attorney General. And then already Senator Collins is out there saying she's a no vote on Todd Blanche's Attorney General nomination. That brings into question Bill Cassidy. He has not commented whether or not he'll vote for Blanche. We're not sure if Mitch is dead or alive. That's a vote lost, I think, at this point. So now there's your three votes right there, and that gets J.D. Vance as the tiebreaker. If any one of the other rhinos, and there are others, Tillis and Cornyn said they will vote yes, but Murkowski is a suspect. Any one more rhino, you lose one more vote, and the Todd Blanche confirmation goes down in flames thanks to the rhinos in the Senate chamber. That's the way it went down 563 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
FM 721, coming up next, Congressman Andy Harris weighs in on the legal challenge for this redistricting referendum question and much, much more. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We've bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Contractors, Sean Casey here. When a kitchen or remodeling project gets held up, it costs you time and money. That's why it helps to know Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They help keep projects moving with fast turnaround times, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets, granite, quartz, and quartzite.
Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent you.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
7:23, traffic, weather on the threes. Update now with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, light rain and even a little bit of fog here at the Bay Bridge area at Sandy Point and Oceanic Drive through that area. But everybody's okay. Two lanes eastbound, three lanes westbound, no incidents. Check over to Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, over towards I-97. All the lanes are open. Still a good pace with the rain. No issues right now at I-97 at Route 32. Several problems, and I'm talking about four or five different things. I-95, the wreck southbound in the express lane at Kenwood Avenue, and then several minor wrecks between the Beltway and White Marsh Boulevard. So it's a little bit slick. As you know, you're just going to have to take your time. We factor in all this extra time with the rain on the Beltway. And now, of course, you always mention the JFX. You know, when you start south of Northern Parkway, it goes left, it goes right, all the way down into the area of the downtown ramp. So the roadway is wet. Pay attention there. We have no cameras on the JFX, but so far, no reports of any problems from Northern Parkway through the ramps downtown. One new wreck in the city, Reisterstown Road, very close to Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. Warm and humid, rain heavy at times today. Mid-80s, going to feel like mid-90s. Showers and storms today, tonight, and into tomorrow as well. And right now we're looking at it's 73 and raining in Middle River, 72 in Forest Hill. Delegate Mark Fisher chastising his colleagues, specifically Democrats, for not following the state law, but changing the rules in the middle of the debate.
This means that the Democrat majority has decided it has no rules. There are no rules. There is no Constitution. We are in a post-constitutional republic, which you and you alone have created in this state. Because you're in charge. What will you do with that power? This is what you have done. And you have decided to disenfranchise the kindest people that I have ever met, which are the people on the Eastern Shore. I've had the great opportunity of doing business there in my real job, which I'm currently doing. Nicest people ever. And you're telling them, nah, you don't get to have any representation. They have a wonderful quality of life, which they have created. They have created that great quality of life. Who wouldn't want that quality of life?
Indeed. Changing the rules, ignoring the laws that they passed earlier in the last session. This is what soft tyranny looks like. When you have legislators passing laws and not following them, then I think you're one step away from anarchy. Again, they rammed all of this through at the last second. They're going to blame the Supreme Court ruling. But that's something that, you know, you just live with it and you deal with it next session. Instead, they had to ram it through. And this is what they do because they can. They have the numbers. Debate on the Senate floor yesterday between Senator Steve Hershey and Cheryl Kagan.
The question talks about members of the General Assembly, yet some reason we're down here talking about representatives to Congress. How does that question let voters know that they actually are really answering a question based on congressional districts?
Colleagues from your side of the aisle are talking about congressional districts. That's not what this is about. This is about clarifying language to address a court case from 4 years ago. But in the meantime, there are no maps.
There was no need to clarify the language. That's an excuse. That's Democrat spin. The language has worked for, 200 years or longer. And so that is something that clearly we did not need that kind of of clarification, that is for sure. The ballot language is key. Because I'll give you the numbers here. 200 constitutional amendments since 1867 here in the state of Maryland. 200. And only maybe a handful have ever been defeated. You had, actually there was a vote in 1968 to actually replace the entire state constitution that failed. And there were some early 20th century measures aimed at redistricting black voting rights as well. But again, it's all about the ballot language, and Delegate Jason Buckle pointed that out yesterday.
You can go to West Baltimore, you can go to Western Maryland, you can go to Rockville, you can go to the Eastern Shore, anywhere you want to go, and people are going to tell you what they're concerned about are high taxes, high fees, high energy costs, housing affordability, public safety, better schools. We just came down here for 2 days, and we're told we're not going to talk about any of that.
Yeah, no, of course. And 21 Republican amendments in the Senate were rejected, as were a ton of amendments over in the House as well. Again, you know, I guess the total debate time may have been 5 hours. I'm guessing. I didn't follow it that closely. But again, when you're talking something as important as amending the state constitution, voters don't get a chance to see it. The ballot language is supposed to be out when? We don't know. Ballots have to be printed before we get a chance to see it. We'll see if they'll reveal it to us before that. But that's the reason why the vast majority, I mean the vast majority of these constitutional amendments pass. Because the way they are worded. And it's going to take an education. As I said, as of right now, it's either for the constitutional amendment or against the constitutional amendment. And would urge you to vote against the constitutional amendment. Pass that word along, because you start saying vote yes, vote no, then it's confusing. You have to use the exact language that they're using on the ballot. And we'll see if we get those. Of course, we had problems with the ballot last time in the primary. Isn't that interesting? So now we're just barely by the skin of their teeth getting this passed. It'll be signed today by Wes Moore before it takes effect. It is something that Congressman Andy Harris says, I quote, I believe it'll be challenged on the wording, maybe challenged on some of the procedure as well. So this is something that, again, no idea whether a win is possible in state courts here dominated by Democrat appointees, but we did pull out a win in 2022 from Judge Battaglia. So we'll see. 7:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that Maryland lawmakers returned to the Capitol this week to rewrite the state's congressional redistricting rules. Many challenges were left off the narrow agenda, including another issue carrying far greater financial consequences, a potential multi-billion dollar liability stemming from more than 12,000 child sexual abuse claims against the state. The decision to convene a special session for redistricting while leaving unresolved how Maryland will pay for claims under the Child Victims Act has renewed questions about the priorities of state leaders. And on a bus, loud music blares from the back. A passenger rolls marijuana into a cigarette in plain view. Another drinks alcohol during the ride, and one rider curses loudly at his young daughter. Another smokes crack, and a woman intentionally urinates on the floor. A bus driver employed by the Maryland Transit Administration shares those scenes that have become an unfortunate part of his workday. He believes many of these problems begin before the bus leaves the stop. He claims passengers routinely board Baltimore buses without paying fares and said drivers are instructed to announce the fare but not stop riders who refuse to pay. And what started as a search for a stolen vehicle in Forest Heights ended with a crash involving a police cruiser and a separate vehicle that had children inside, according to officials with the town's police. A police officer near Livingston Road and Chrisfield Drive at around 12:30 p.m. was searching the area for a reported stolen vehicle when an unrelated vehicle suddenly stopped in front of the police cruiser, officials said. Officials said the cruiser struck the civilian vehicle and both left the roadway into the yard of a nearby home. While the civilian vehicle struck two parked cars before stopping, officials said the cruiser collided with the foundation of the home. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shaw and Shamik Shaw with Safe Retirement Solutions. Haresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like there's a new problem in the Old Harbor Tunnel northbound. Can't tell you what it is yet, but I just saw one police car go in, and the traffic is stacked up now, backing up to the K-Trust Bridge on the northbound side. So very quickly, we're going to back up now back towards Poteet Street, and I'm not sure if they're going to have all the lanes moving, but for right now, we're not moving too well on the northbound side. Broken down vehicle, maybe a minor accident there. And in the meantime, 895 southbound, still slowing from the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95, not bad with the rain, some slowing between O'Donnell Street and the entrance to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, warm and humid with a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Temperatures in the mid-80s, feel like temperatures in the mid-90s. Mostly cloudy with some scattered showers and storms tonight and temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So here's the biggest question that needs to be asked about the future of Mike Elias in Baltimore. After years of asking fans to trust Elias, Vision, can the Orioles still earn the trust after moving on from their former number one overall pick?
We've had some really good moments the last several years. We've had great seasons. We've elevated our organization to be one that is with the cutting edge. We have a wonderful ownership group in place. We have so much going for us. This is a very strong, healthy baseball organization right now.
Well, certainly one way to look at it. Meanwhile, the Birds inched a little closer last night, moving 1.5 back in a crowded American League wildcard field with a 3-1 win over Grayson Rodriguez and the Angels, putting aside whatever personal feelings they may have about the O's front office moves that occurred the day before. Here's manager Albernaz on what's going on in that clubhouse.
All of our players have the feelings and emotions that they have are real, and we want them to lean into that. But also, like, you lose close friends and guys you come up with and guys you build relationships with, and but also acknowledge that this is the part of the game.
One of those players is Pete Alonso, of course, had a message for Oriole fans who made a lot of noise last night at Camden Yards.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we appreciate you guys, like, sticking with us the whole way. I mean, the fans have been awesome today. I know it's been emotional for the city and the organization, but we're going to keep going, and we're going to do the best we can to win games.
Turning to football, there's a new trend now developing in the NFL, and that is NFL offenses lining up their quarterbacks under center more often with each passing year. The result of that trend is an increase in explosive plays. And so it was Lamar was asked how comfortable he is with the new look.
I'm extremely comfortable with it. You know, in youth football, I was under center. Haven't been under center since youth football. Well, consistently under center. We did it here and there in the past, but with this balanced type of offense, I feel like it'll help us out a lot. Identifying defense, letting defense, really keeping defense on their toes.
And reigning MVP Matt Stafford took the most under center snaps last season, and the Rams' offense was almost unstoppable. The Seahawks, the team that took down LA in the playoffs and went on to win the Super Bowl, utilized Sam Darnold under center at the second highest rate in the NFL. And finally, a classy move by the Naval Academy the other day, dedicating their home broadcast booth at Marine Corps Stadium to a man who spent 30 years inside of it. We're talking about Pete Medhurst, longtime Navy broadcaster who passed away from brain cancer in 2025. The booth is now called the Pete Medhurst Navy Radio Network Broadcast Booth and will be formally dedicated before the football home opener against Towson on September 5th. The time now is 7:37 when we return a defiant Governor Moore.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Sean, we'll talk on the other side of this comment. This is Governor Moore last night, I believe, at an event in Baltimore, addressing the future of the Preakness.
The only thing we saw from yesterday is it validated why this needed to be in Maryland hands, that Maryland needs to be in charge of its own destiny. And when I think about what we wanted for our version of the Triple Crown, it was this, is that we were going to invest in an industry that is an important industry in the state of Maryland that employs nearly 30,000 people in our state, that we were going to invest in making sure the Triple Crown is successful. And let's be clear, there is no, there. Not only is the Triple Crown going to continue, there is no Triple Crown without Preakness. And if you want to win the Triple Crown, we'll see you in Baltimore next year.
All right, so Governor Moore, of course, talking about the near $500 million that the state has invested in gaining the intellectual property rights to the Preakness and also reinvigorating Pimlico and that whole area. But the fact remains, though, that the deal that was done by the New York Racing Association and Churchill Downs does not include the Preakness. There is no race in Baltimore in terms of that championship series.
Yeah, and the first date of the championship series is May 1st, which is Derby Day.
Derby Day, correct.
So,
and also, by the way, it was announced yesterday that the Derby and the Belmont will be part of the championship series.
Yeah.
No mention of the Preakness.
No mention of the Preakness whatsoever, so I don't know what he's smoking, but he's going to make an announcement today. We'll cover this at the top of the hour as to the date of the Preakness, because there's been a lot of speculation they were going to move it back to accommodate the owners of racehorses that wanted a little bit more lag time between the Derby and the Preakness. But if you do that, if you move it back, then you have a Belmont Stakes problem, and maybe that's what he's going to do. We won't know till later on this afternoon, but I think it's 3 o'clock, but he is going to announce the date of this year, of next year's Preakness.
Also, there is one other caveat. There is speculation that the race course will not be ready in time for the Preakness next year.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And even if it is ready, in what actual condition will it be?
Yeah.
So that's another factor here.
Right, thank you for nothing. All right, very good. Not you, Gary, but to Wes Moore and the Democrats. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So we now know that the special session is over. There is going to be a constitutional amendment on a redistricting. Again, as Travis puts it, it is ironic that representatives elected by the same people who showed up at all these loud No Kings rallies, banging on drums and decrying authoritarianism and the death of democracy, have now voted to ignore the Constitution and ignore the very laws that they have passed. Travis says, but liberal tyranny is apparently not tyranny. Liberal tyranny is freedom, or at least that's what they would like us to believe. But the big problem is we know that the blueprint for the future is, what, $30 billion over a decade or whatever the case may be. We have a structural deficit. We're now looking at maybe a massive sales tax increase in the next session to pay for their sins of the past, and that's going to be on our backs. Well, there's something called the Child Victims Act, which passed in 2023, and it eliminated Maryland's statute of limitations for civil lawsuits alleging childhood sexual abuse. And in March, Maryland's highest court upheld the law's constitutionality, enabling thousands of previously time-barred claims to now move forward. Delegate C.T. Wilson was the sponsor of this, but listen to the numbers. 12,305 asserted claims as of April of this year. Many of those claims could be subject to an $890,000 cap per incidence or occurrence rather than the $400,000 cap that lawmakers approved in 2025. So it actually almost doubled in size. All told, we don't know for sure, but somewhere in the range of $30 to $60 billion is what the state of Maryland, that's us, the taxpayers, are going to be on the hook if all these incidents are claimed. And, of course, many of these children were abused on multiple occasions by either the same abuser or multiple abusers. It could bankrupt the state. And that is something that they completely ignored in this special session. In fact, Delegate Jesse Pippi said the handcuffs were on the delegates.
We are prohibited from introducing any amendments, any legislation to deal with any important issues that impact Mariners. We're going to show the citizens of Maryland how much the majority party is not in tune with their needs, period.
Senator Justin Reedy says these child abuse claims could be explosive and could bust the budget and the wallets and the pocketbooks of Maryland taxpayers.
I think that's one of many things that we should be looking at for sure. There's been no real provision for how to pay for those lawsuits. It's almost like it's, I think the decision makers around here and the governor seem to just pretend it doesn't exist, but it very much exists.
Fox 45's Gary Collins confronting Delegate C.T. Wilson, author and sponsor of the bill, about the ramifications of the Child Victims Act.
I think most of those matters would take a lot more time and energy into figuring out, especially the solutions are very complex and complicated. The bill we're here dealing with today is not a complex bill.
So what you're saying is that children who have been allegedly sexually abused are less important than redistricting?
No, what I'm saying is that it's a much more complex issue and would take a lot longer hearing to do versus just the very short amount of time we're going to spend now. This is not about a triage issue. It's about what can be done quickly, what can be put on the constitutional ballot, versus what's going to take multiple sessions to realize it and figure out.
Now, what was it? Something like 800 bills that passed this year. Of all the crap, and believe me, there was a lot of crap that came out of the legislature this year. The stuff that really should have been prioritized was completely ignored. This is legislative malpractice by one party and one party alone, the Maryland Democrat Party, because, you know, as we now know, they just launder money for their teacher union friends. And now, of course, we've got the latest on, I don't even know what the arbitration reform, how that came out. I'll have to look that up for state public union employees. All right, more on this. Your calls and comments, by the way, we're looking for a Choose Your Fake News contestant, 410-922-6680 or 1-800-WCBM-680. But you got to call now in order to play. Let's get an update on traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
And we're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We had a delay as you're coming into the Old Harbor Tunnel northbound, so whatever it was, never got the word whether it was a broken down vehicle or an accident. Very quickly cleared since the last report, and in the meantime, we're still bringing in that heavy traffic northbound from the K-Trust Bridge, which is around Shell Road, coming up through there. It's starting to move a little better now and may, in the next 10 minutes or so, clear completely out on the northbound side. So much better news there. Both the tunnels southbound are still busy and not really seeing anything major going around the beltway with the rain slow enough that all the impact is just because of the weather. Had an accident earlier in the express lane, 95 south near the bridge at Kenwood Avenue. And then there were several minor accidents for that traffic along I-95 between White Marsh Boulevard and the Beltway. Not a big deal. JFX, I said earlier, was going to be a little slow with the rain. So now we're backed up through Ruxton Road, down through the city-county line. Just taking your time with the wet streets on the inbound side of that section of I-83. Summer driving could be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop in and see Bernie, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, warm, humid, temps in the mid-80s, going to feel like the mid-90s because of that humidity. Showers and storms all day tonight, tomorrow as well. We got rain and 74 in Pasadena. It is 73 in Parkville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner. We got WCBM merchandise up for grabs for you here today. And our contestant this morning is Mike in Catonsville. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, y'all.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to go last.
All right. Good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story one, New Jersey takeout customers must now request single-use plastic items like utensils, straws, and or even condiment packets. Under a new law that social media users are sounding off on, the Skip the Stuff law puts an end to the longstanding practice of eateries automatically loading up to-go bags with extras that many New Jerseyans say they take for granted. Story two, apparently a Canadian woman, according to psychologists at Stanford University, is exhibiting multiple personalities, but they're calling it rainbow syndrome, in that the multiple personalities are all the multiple genders of the LGBTQIA+++ community, and she's currently under treatment at Stanford. And story three, James Tallarico, the low-testosterone Democrat running for U.S. Senate, said recently in an interview that the Bible is nothing more than propaganda. And teaching kids about God is deeply immoral. Because God is non-binary, and actually Jesus is in favor of abortion.
Holy.
All right, story one, skip the stuff law. Passes in New Jersey. Diners are fuming over that. Story three, the Canadian woman with rainbow multiple personality syndrome. Or story number three, Tallarico saying the Bible's nothing more than propaganda. All right, we'll start with Kristen.
Well, again, they could all be true, especially the psychiatrist one. But I think I'm going to go with number three. I know Tallarico's crazy, but I don't know if he said that specifically.
All right. Kristen goes story number three. Maggie?
I'm juggling between... I'm going to go with three as well.
All right. Maggie also for story number three. Chuck?
I think he's goofy enough he would probably say that, so I'll go with two.
All right. Chuck goes for story two. And Mike in Catonsville?
I'm going to go with Chuck. Number two.
All right. Going with Chuck, number two. Story number one, skip the stuff law. Yeah, it's Jersey. They're crazy there. That is a true story. Story number two, the Canadian woman with multiple rainbow personality syndrome is our fake news story.
I was going to pick that for real.
The day. You had your opportunity, Maggie.
The boys win it.
Did you hear what he jumped out? He said, Mike said we got over the
follow
women.
Follow me. We went down the right track.
Congratulations to Chuck and Mike. We'll put Mike on hold, tell you all to get right, your Mike. Prize. The guys get the best of the ladies on this occasion.
This time.
This time around.
We gave a little added
by the way, you've had a great month. I got to pull the numbers, the stats. They were sent to me recently.
I sure hope so. I think I think I'm
entitled. You've crawled out of the cellar and now are somewhat respectable.
A tad.
A tad. Just a tad. Just a teeny, weeny bit.
Mike Molecule.
Right.
I'm molecularly successful.
That's right. If you find him a microscope, you'll be able to see you. All right. 7:49. 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And by the way, you can join us here 410-922-6680. Seriously, 60 billion. Let's say it's worst case, best case scenario, maybe tens of billions. Okay. Where are we getting the money? I mean, and again, we have all sorts of money that's being spent that shouldn't be spent, like the $500 million to secure the Preakness and all the rest of that stuff and rebuild. Again, that was just a boondoggle placed on the burden and the back of the taxpayers. But $30 billion, that's what the blueprint for the future. And that's wreaking havoc. That's being passed down to county executives, to county councils, and local jurisdictions and municipalities because no one can afford it. And they never made a funding. They provided no funding mechanism for the blueprint for the future at the state level. That again, legislative malpractice. But if it's $60 billion, it's almost what the entire state budget is. Again, this is a ticking time bomb for all of us in the state, and Democrats have completely ignored it. Just so they can retain power, so they can continue to drive the state into the soil here of Maryland. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
$7.53 coming up at the top of the hour. Did Westmore and the Democrats cost us the tradition of the Preakness, which 152nd running, I think, is this upcoming Preakness in the May. If it may run, but without the Triple Crown moniker, and just be relegated to the dust heap of history. And we'll talk about that. 7:53 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so both the tunnels southbound, pretty much the normal delay compounded with the rain. It looks like there's a minor wreck in the painted out area here at 95 at Eastern Avenue. So they're looking at that, another visual delay at that point. And then we've had the backups on 95 coming south from Moravia Road and basically going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All the lanes are open, but the weather is aggravating the situation. Now, southbound 895 is still slow around the Erdman Avenue ramp. And then on the northbound side, whatever that situation was, never did find out if it was a broken down vehicle or a minor wreck northbound in the Old Harbor Tunnel. It's moving again, but it's still slow. So if you're at Child Street, you're right there at the big steel bridge before you get up to the toll plaza. It's moving, but it's slower than it should be on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, warm, humid, showers, and rain throughout the day today, tonight, and tomorrow as well. Right now, 74 and raining in Baltimore City. It's 76, also raining in Ocean City as well. Knoxville Mayor Glenn Jacobs has come out with a chilling 2020 exchange he had with Deborah Birx, the scarf queen, along with Dr. Fauci, that basically lied to us just about everything related to the CCP virus. Jacob says that when she came to visit Knoxville back in, I think it's 2020, is what he said, to tell us what to do, she said to close the restaurants and the bars, which would obviously impact massive amounts of small businesses in the Knoxville, Tennessee area. And she replied, allegedly, I say this because I haven't seen, we don't have the audio of this. This is, again, this is through what Mr. Jacobs claims, she said. When someone said the data didn't show the virus spread in restaurants and bars, she replied, that's true, but we have to show people that this is serious. End of quote. So there was no scientific basis to close restaurants and bars, according to the Knoxville mayor, but yet the scarf queen wanted him shut down. And of course he didn't. Unsurprisingly, exchanges like the one Jacobs described with the scarf queen, millions of Americans are now not trusting health officials or health experts or anyone claiming to speak on behalf of the science in the near future. Remember, they insisted we wear masks. In fact, they demanded it. They insisted that we get jabs. In fact, they demanded it. Lockdown Larry, just get the damn jab. Get the damn vaccine. Again, a January 2023 study entitled Physical Interventions to Interrupt or Reduce the Spread of Respiratory Viruses found that wearing masks in the community made little or no difference to the outcome of flu-like viruses, including COVID-19. They demanded social distance. That was a made-up number, we now know. And on and on and on it goes. They told us you couldn't get it if you got the jab. That was wrong. They told us you couldn't spread it if you got the jab. That was wrong. Just about everything they told us was wrong. And so where's the accountability? Where are the repercussions for people like Fauci, Burks, Gottlieb, the rest of them that signed on to this nonsense, this mass formation psychosis? Just asking for a friend. Michael Savage says there's a law that could deport New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani and others of his ilk. It's called the Communist Control Act of 1954. And by the way, it's still the law of the land. It passed to outlaw the Communist Party, strip its members of legal standing in the United States, and it passed 79-0 in the Senate. It stripped the Communist Party of legal standing, barred its members from federal employment, more importantly, it established grounds for removing foreign nationals tied to communist action organizations like the DSA. So again, President Trump has talked about communism will not win. Communism's will not be will lose against this in this country, and communists will rue the day. And I'm wondering if he has this in the back of his mind that again, Mamdani is born in Uganda. He did become a naturalized American citizen, but you can denaturalize someone under the Communist Control Act of 1954. If they're espousing communism, if they're practicing communism, or they set to overthrow the government. Before you, wait a minute, Sean. That's unconstitutional. Well, remember, officials take an oath under the Constitution to protect the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. So when you take that oath, communists are domestic enemies of the United States. So what Savage has said, he found the law. We'll see if that bears any fruit anytime soon. By the way, Catholic League President Bill Donahue is asking Mamdani to skip this year's 25th commemoration of the 9/11 ceremony, which is this September 11, 2026. Hard to believe it has been 25 years. So more on that coming up in the in the next few weeks and months. Our good friends, Mayor and Mayor Town Appliance, they do an incredible job. If you are a backyard person, you love that backyard grill, you are looking for to remain the master of your domain, well, this is a great place to do it with incredible deals on backyard grills like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, Lennox, everything you need to build your ultimate backyard oasis. Town Appliance is over 70 different brands, and both mayors will help you find the perfect fit, and they have flexible financing options as well. So make Town Appliance your grilling headquarters. Visit them at townappliance.com for more information. It's 8 o'clock on KCN Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Michigan's Democratic U.S. Senate primary, it's a real cliffhanger. Leftist Abdul El Sayed leads the establishment candidate Haley Stevens by a razor-thin margin. Former Salem Radio Network talk show host Chris DeGaulle has won the Republican primary for Congress in Missouri's 6th Congressional District, beating four opponents. DeGaulle is favored to win in November in the heavily Republican Missouri District. Democratic Congressman Wesley Bell has defeated former squad member Cori Bush in the Missouri primary. President Trump predicts it won't be long now, expects a deal with Iran on the Strait of Hormuz to come either today or tomorrow. The Ukraine-Russia war drags on. The latest Russian missile barrage on Kiev has killed at least 17 people, wounding scores more.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's overnight strikes mainly targeted warehouses belonging to civilian businesses, as well as infrastructure and a railway station, hitting strikes that he describes as having no connection to the war, including a brewing company, building material warehouses, and civilian logistics facilities. The attacks are the latest in a series of large-scale Russian ballistic missile strikes that have become near routine. The intensified barrages are exploiting Ukraine's critical shortage of interceptor missiles. I'm Charles Dillavetta.
Police are holding a man who was allegedly scoping out President Trump's Los Angeles County golf course ahead of Mr. Trump's planned visit. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department says a man was taking photos and video had a 16-round magazine with ammo in his pocket, and they say they recovered a loaded pistol in the man's car. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory so far. The Dow futures up 191 points. NASDAQ futures better by 75, and the S&P futures are up 32 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Just looking through Annapolis and the ramp at I-97 and Route 32. It's a little bit slow there. It's a speed reduction. Of course, the weather is still the big factor. And then it changed the camera over to go down and look at the ramp at 50 at I-97. And it is absolutely pouring right there. So they're going really slow. Very heavy traffic and some rain in that area right now. Not affecting any traffic at the Bay Bridge. Still three lanes west, two eastbound. They're just taking their time, and that's the suggestion right now. Watch your speed. Put your headlights on. Make sure you give yourself some extra room. Now, we have delays on the Beltway, again, reacting to the rain. JFX coming in through the city-county line. And now, with the rain and some earlier problems, both the tunnels are now sporting 25-minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, warm and humid with a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Temperatures in the mid-80s, feel like temperatures in the mid-90s. Mostly cloudy with some scattered showers and storms tonight and temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
71 degrees in Hampstead and 75 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Two men have been indicted in Baltimore County in connection with exotic animal photo shoots. Jaden Evans and Vernon Crowley III are each facing 23 charges that include aggravated animal cruelty and arson. The men who operated Tarzan Exotics were arrested last month after a video surfaced showing women posing with exotic animals, including snakes and monkeys, in a ring of fire at the Towson Town Center. Maryland lawmakers have passed a constitutional amendment that could change the state's congressional redistricting standards. The issue will now be placed on the November ballot as a referendum question for the voters to decide. And the former athletic director of Pikesville High School has pleaded guilty to federal child sex crime charges. Dazon Darian admitted in court that he sexually exploited eight minors between April of 2023 and June 2024. The feds say Darian stored the exploitation videos on his cell phones and internet-based accounts. The winning Maryland lottery number pick three was 917, the pick four, 8358. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Steinalt Sports coming up next.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. They are my guys. And what is it now with Tyler O'Neill and pinch hitting?
Slam by O'Neill. Left center field. Is it too high? Get up! And we'll go! Another pinch hit homer for Tyler O'Neill.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. O'Neill's third pinch hit home run of the year. It was a solo blast, an add-on run in the eighth, and supported Cade Povich. Just called up from AAA as the Birds eke out a 3-1 win at home last night against the Angels. After the game, manager Albanez on the increased production of late from Tyler O'Neill.
That was huge. You know, T.O. is... He has a great track record, you know, and as of late, he's really starting to, I wouldn't say come into his own, but he's starting to feel comfortable. He's starting to get results. And
O'Neill, 10 for his last 31 with three homers and seven driven in for Baltimore. Meanwhile, more from Mike Elias on Monday's selling. The O's now acquiring 25 prospects over the last 2 years for 12 major league players. The GM was asked, why should Oriole fans not feel like the team is kicking the can down the road in terms of being competitive at the MLB level?
Seasons haven't gone to plan. The last couple seasons have not gone to plan. And there have been shortcomings, and ultimately those are my responsibility. But this is a very hard game where we cannot succeed all the time. And we must keep going when things aren't going our way.
And finally, a couple of NBA Hall of Famers making news in the Baltimore area. Michael Jordan is back in Ocean City for the White Marlin Open, where his fishing team is competing in the annual tournament. And Shaquille O'Neal's restaurant, Shaq's Big Chicken, is opening its first standalone Maryland location this weekend in Gambrills, bringing the icon's chicken sandwiches, tenders, and big flavor to the streets. There is a Shaq's Big Kitchen already. It's located at the CFG Bank Arena. And by the way, this sounds like a road trip that the Casey and Company Morning Show will have to take, don't you think, Sean?
Absolutely.
Coming up in 30 minutes, did Adley Rutschman actually even want to be here? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys. From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
You can reach us here at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680. You can email us, am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCVM mobile app. We'll read some of those coming up shortly. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrave. Coming up in this hour, Mike Rowe has gone viral with a tweet. A message about anti-communism. We'll share that with you a little bit later on. We'll take a look at ICE arrests impacting local Maryland universities. But our top story here today, big announcement expected by Wes Moore today around noon from the State House regarding the Preakness. The 152nd running of the Preakness is scheduled, as of right now, to be the third Saturday in May. It's traditionally been the third Saturday in May. This would make it May the 15th of 2027. The Kentucky Derby has already been announced May 1st, so that's 2 weeks. Now, you remember, a lot of horses that win the Derby end up skipping the Preakness because it's too short of a time period to recover from the race, or so their owners and trainers believe. I don't know how all these other super horses like Secretariat, Man of War, and many others were able to run within 2 weeks. But now I think the horses have gone soft. Or maybe it's the trainers. I think the horses don't care. In any event, because they've got millions and millions of dollars in stud fees at stake is why. I do think that the governor today, I have no knowledge of this beforehand, but I do think he's going to move it. I think he's going to move the Preakness to Saturday, May the 22nd. So it would be 3 weeks after the Derby. So it takes away that argument. And I think he'll do that knowing that the Belmont Stakes are going to run June 5th, which would be 2 weeks after the new date, which he's going to think, that's going to be Belmont's problem. We've had to deal with it for all these years. I'm not going to deal with it anymore. We're going to make it 3 weeks after the Derby and just 2 weeks before the Belmont. So that's my prediction, my guess. I have no other knowledge. No one has tipped me. I don't have any inside information. That would be my guess. If he keeps it on May the 15th, I think it's a nail in the coffin for the Preakness. Because the Derby has already been announced May the 1st, and we now know that this Thoroughbred Championship Series that is going to be run has got May 1 as the first of the six races, and then the Belmont on June the 5th is the second of the six races. Nowhere in the Championship Series is the Preakness or Pimlico even mentioned. There's also a strong possibility that Pimlico will not be ready to conduct the race on May 15th or May the 22nd. So if Pimlico is left out of the Triple Crown and this Thoroughbred Championship Series, what is the future of the Preakness? Again, after spending nearly $500 million, half a billion dollars to refurbish Pimlico, to get that training track at Laurel, and now the intellectual property rights, half a billion dollars, and the Preakness may actually no longer be. You could hold the race in Maryland. You could call it the Preakness, but it won't carry the luster and the national celebrity that it has in the past if things don't go that way. Now, look, the folks at Maryland Jockey Club would beg to differ, I'm sure. I think they could still negotiate a way to be included in the Thoroughbred Championship Series. We'll see what happens as a result of this announcement later today. But that's those are just my thoughts. What are yours? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. It's 813, time for traffic weather on the threes. With the update now, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a new report of a wreck on the Beltway. I'm looking at Perry Parkway, and they said the wreck was over towards Lock Raven Boulevard. I have not seen the accident yet, but in the meantime, the backup is all the way back to the area to Hartford Road, not quite back to Bel Air Road. But it looks a little strange that if it was there, and maybe it was, that it may have cleared itself because the pace is not bad right there at Perry Parkway and going around the ramp area towards Lock Raven Boulevard. The inner loop is very slow through the same area, which could indicate they might be looking at something on the eastbound side of the Beltway through that area. A lot of the area is just getting the rain, and the pace is very slow. Continue to watch your speed, of course, anywhere on the JFX as you're moving south from Ruxton Road and then working your way into downtown. Right now, the pace at the city-county line looks good, but you know when the roadway is wet and you get south below the city-county line, anything can happen on the JFX. We don't have any cameras on the expressway in the city. Big delays still there, 20, maybe 25-minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a cloudy day, warm and humid, going to feel like mid-90s with the humidity factored in, and showers and storms throughout the day, this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow as well. Just going to be a rainy couple of days here. Cloudy 72 right now in Reisterstown and 73 in Ellicott City. And from the birthplace of our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, time once again to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, call Smile Design, 410-321-1100. We're introducing you to the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, none of which died as a result of their signature. But before that war was over, 5 would be captured, 12 would have their homes destroyed, 17 would lose their entire fortunes, and none of the 56 signatories ever renounced the cause of independence of their own free will. Today, we're meeting the Pennsylvania delegation. Robert Morris Jr. was born in Liverpool, England. His family, father, built a fortune in the tobacco trade, brought him to Oxford, Maryland at one point before he was relocated and sent to live in Philadelphia, where he apprenticed there with a shipping and bank firm. After his father died, he left his entire large estate to Robert. He was a full partner in this firm, a shipping and banking firm. By 1775, Robert Morris was likely the richest man in all of the colonies of the United States. He was not a firebrand. In fact, he opposed British policies in the 1760s and 70s. He preferred reconciliation with a mother country rather than a serious break with the crown. He was elected to the Continental Congress. He aligned himself with the least radical faction. By 1776, his efforts to draft the state constitution began. Pennsylvania leaders grew frustrated with Morris's conservative stance. But at the time, July of that year, Pennsylvania's delegation was the only delegation opposed to declaring independence. Morris refused to cast a vote for separation from Britain, but he and one fellow delegate agreed to excuse themselves so that those favoring independence could constitute a majority in the Pennsylvania delegation. With all the delegations voting in favor, Richard Henry Lee's resolution declaring independence was passed on July the 2nd. Later in August of that year, Robert Morris would indeed sign Jefferson's Declaration of Independence, saying, "I'm not one of those politicians that run testy when my own plans are not adopted. I think it's the duty of a good citizen to follow when he can't lead. I do not wish to see my countrymen die on the field of battle, nor do I wish them to see them live in tyranny." In September of 1777, Morris asked for and received a leave of absence from Congress. He would eventually would return. He would also go on to organize something called the Republican Society, a political club wanted to replace the highly democratic state constitution with a more conservative one, including a bicameral legislature, an executive with veto power, an independent judiciary. Sound familiar? Yeah, separation of powers was one of Robert Morris's initial ideas. He eventually would lead a group called the Bank of Pennsylvania that would fund the purchase of supplies for our struggling army. He would become the financier of the American Revolution. Later, he would convince Congress to establish the Bank of North America to help pay down the debt that the United States ran up during the Revolutionary War. Eventually, he would issue a report on public credit, and he would say that we had to reduce and restore our nation's credit by bringing in revenue through, guess what? Tariffs. Robert Morris. How about that? By 1784, Morris was ready to end his role in government. Unfortunately, because of his financing of his personal fortune and setting up the banks and running the Revolutionary Army, he himself got into severe debt. At one point during the Panic of 1797, he had to sell his household furniture at public auction. He left his once elegant Philadelphia home with bedding, some clothing, a few bottles of wine, and some sugar, coffee, and flour, and that was it. Later on, he would be arrested and sent to debtor's prison. Congress passed an act that freed him from his imprisonment. And then Robert Morris, friend of George Washington and other leaders of our new nation, would die of asthma in May of 1806. And that, again, another one of our original signers of the Declaration of Independence.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates, but you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me talk about Mark McVeary for years. And why is that? Well, because Mark's, first of all, a great guy. He's a grad from DeMatha, so that makes him automatically a great guy. But he's also helping homeowners with reverse mortgages for over 30 years. And what does that tell you? You know, somebody's been in that business with reverse mortgages for that long obviously knows what he's doing. A reverse mortgage can be a great tool if you're living on a fixed income in today's reality where the cost of everything is going up a lot faster than people's income. Maybe you still have a mortgage or a line of credit where the minimum payment is a lot higher than it used to be. Maybe you've been using credit cards just to bridge the gap between what comes in and what goes out every month. A reverse mortgage could pay off those debts and put that money back in your pocket each month. It's a loan, just like any other mortgage, with a big difference. There are no monthly payments required. You still own your home, and if you ever want to sell down the road, you can, just like with any other mortgage. So right now, your home is probably worth more than it's ever been. Why not put some of that value to work for you instead of just getting by each month? Mark will come out to your home, look at your numbers, give you the straight answer whether a reverse mortgage makes sense or not. No cost, just the information you need to make an educated decision. Having some extra money each month will make life a heck of a lot easier. Call Mark McVeary, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
It is 8:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
New wreck, we're looking for it here. Southbound I-95 at Route 100 in Howard County. The traffic right here coming down from Montgomery Road through there. Definitely slow, so they're looking at something. It could just be a minor wreck there, but we're moving traffic. But heads up for that if you're going south and eventually down towards Route 175. Both the tunnels are still heavily backed up southbound, both on 95 and 895. And then 895 northbound, it looks like may have recovered now from that stoppage that we had. Yep, a whole lot better here coming up through the toll plaza at Child Street going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. That's on the northbound side. Delays around the Beltway, and again, there was a report there may be a wreck on the northeast corner on the outer loop, maybe there at the bottom of the hill at Lock Raven Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, warm, humid today, showers and storms throughout the day today, going to be in the mid-80s, going to feel like the mid-90s, however, and that's pretty much the same forecast for tonight, tomorrow, and, looking like a rainy week for the rest of the week anyway. Right now, 75 with rain in Baltimore City, 75 in Dundalk as well. Let's go to Gary in Kingsville. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean. Listen. This issue with Maryland, I can't figure out how it ever saw the light of day. Because my understanding of the Constitution is that our national government is to be a Republican form of government and that every state is to have a Republican form of government.
Correct.
Now, so we differentiate a republic from a democracy from the fact that in a democracy, the majority has the final say. But in a republic, the minority has rights. So, in for instance, that was exactly how the slaves were finally freed, because they were recognized as people, and people had rights, and their rights were being the people from Africa who had been brought here against their will, their rights had been violated, and they had to be freed.
Right.
So now we are here in the state of Maryland.
That also led to the overturning of Dred Scott as well, but go ahead.
Absolutely. So here we are in the state of Maryland. We are a Republican state, whether they like to admit it or not. Not big R, but little R. And we have a minority on the Eastern Shore and people who identify themselves as Republican by party who are going to have their rights taken away from them. How can this possibly, what the Maryland legislature just did, how can it possibly stand constitutional muster?
Yeah. Again, how did it stand constitutional muster in these New England states, which did the same thing, or Texas recently?
No one pays any bloody attention to our Constitution anymore.
Exactly.
They talk about it, but they don't. They're not
exactly. Again, and I think most people swear an oath to it and have no idea what's in it. And I think that there should be. I think, and we've talked about this before, because I know you went to Institute of the Constitution as I did as well. But I think it should be a basic course for every elected official. I don't care what level, municipal, county council, state legislature, or Congress, every one of them should be made to study the Constitution. And they're going to have to take a test and pass it before they can run. But, again, that's probably a pipe dream on my part.
If we don't get back to honoring that document, we are going to end up in a civil war.
Yeah, you might be right. I hate to think that, but you look at what these Democrat socialists are doing. They're running and winning, and the Democrat Party is allowing them to be infiltrated. And these are people that want to destroy the Constitution. They want to rip it up. They want to abolish the Senate. They want to get rid of capitalism. And that's what we're facing down the road. And we're watching now as this creeping incrementalism of socialism and communism. And we thought something our Constitution would protect us from, but only if, where was it, Franklin, that said it's a republic if you can keep it? And right now, it's proving to be a struggle to keep it.
Every judge who doesn't honor the Constitution in their judgments, every politician who doesn't honor the Constitution in the bills they pass and the bills they vote for should be removed from office.
Well, the Supreme Court itself. The Supreme Court itself doesn't honor the Constitution in many cases. Not all, but in many cases. So I think they ought to be made to... And the problem is you start with these law schools. I've studied this, and I know you have as well, but these law schools, they don't teach the Constitution. They teach they teach case law.
Exactly.
So and we got to get back to, reclaim those law schools and go back to basics like we did when Penn was founded, or William and Mary and these other founding father universities when they actually taught the Constitution, and get back to that. Gary, thanks for the call. Thank
May
you so
God
much.
Help us.
Yeah, appreciate that. 8:28, 28 minutes after the hour. Coming up next, how we avoided near disaster when it came to blackouts and brownouts here in the state of Maryland. We'll tell you who's responsible for the blackouts and brownouts and who's responsible for helping us to avoid those blackouts and brownouts during peak energy demand here this past. Remember, July was the hottest month on record in Maryland. Hottest month on record. So, and it's a miracle that we didn't have those rolling blackouts and brownouts. But there were some policy decisions that were made at a certain government level that helped us to avoid it. We'll share that with you in just a second, as well as your calls and comments and some of your texts and emails as well. And stay tuned for Mike Rowe and his anti-communism tweet that has gone viral. 829, Vinny Steele's, your home sold guaranteed realty. And Vinny and his team of real estate agents, their business is to sell your home. And everything they do is with that in mind. With all the programs that they offer, with the database of over 12,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home will not languish in the markets for months and months and months. Usually, it may be in a matter of hours, a few days, if that, of course, because they get to see your home even before the MLS or the open market sees your home on the market. And that's why Vinny can sell three times faster than the average realtor and for three times more money. It's a lot more money. Do the math. Three times of the cost of your home, 3%, is a lot more. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. Tell him I told you to call. 410-709-7515. If you think about selling your home, make that first call, only call to Vinny, or you can learn more at vinnysteo.com. 8:30, time for more news headlines with the update, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The body of a missing kayaker has been recovered from the Susquehanna River Inport Deposit. Maryland Natural Resources Police were called Sunday evening after the man's kayak capsized and he did not resurface from the water. Natural Resources Police, the U.S. Coast Guard, and other agencies carried out searches, and divers found the man's body shortly before 8 a.m. Tuesday. The chief medical examiner in Baltimore is conducting an autopsy to determine the cause of the man's death. And two men have been indicted in Baltimore County in connection with exotic animal photo shoots. Jaden Evans and Vernon Crowfee III are each facing 23 charges that include aggravated animal cruelty and arson. The men who operated Tarzan Exotics were arrested last month after a video surfaced showing women posing with exotic animals, including snakes and monkeys, in a ring of fire at the Towson Town Center. And the Maryland Department of Health has confirmed a case of measles in the state. Officials say the patient had possible exposure to the public in the Upper Eastern Shore region. Anyone who visited the Christiana Care Union Hospital Emergency Department in Elkton between 7 p.m. and 10:15 p.m. on August 2nd may have been exposed. Health officials say Marylanders should review the potential exposure location and times, watch for symptoms, and confirm that they are up to date on their measles, mumps, and rubella vaccinations. Maryland has confirmed 13 measles cases this year.
And after months, a two-day special session filled with hours of debate, Maryland lawmakers approved a proposed constitutional amendment that would set parameters on how congressional district lines are drawn in the state. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting. The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and carts.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCVM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The second annual Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by the Smile Design Center and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
8:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Very heavy rain continuing right here in Annapolis. We were down here about 25 minutes ago, and it's still pouring right here at 50 at I-97. And some of that rain is up to the top of the hill there at I-97 at Route 32. So everybody has their headlights on, a lot of spray on the roadways, and very slow right now. Not so much on 50, but it's keeping us slow at the top of the hill as you're coming south from I-97 at Route 32. Debris is reported on the JFX. Might be a problem southbound near the bridge at 28th Street. And some slowing I-95, in addition to the rain, was a report about 15 minutes ago of a wreck southbound I-95 at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, warm and humid with a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Temperatures in the mid-80s, feel like temperatures in the mid-90s. Mostly cloudy with some scattered showers and storms tonight and temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So the Birds continue their series with the Angels tonight at Camden Yards, sending Trevor Rogers. Yes, the left-hander is still here to the hill at 6:35. Tough matchup with fellow lefty Reed Detmers. After the 3-win last night over L.A., the Birds are just a game and a half back in the AL chase. Meanwhile, a somewhat revealing comment by President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias Monday night on the trade of Adley Rutschman. Elias was asked directly how much of the motivation to make the trade was because Rutschman was unwilling to sign in Baltimore long-term.
Look, you guys know I don't like to talk about that stuff openly. I don't think it's professional of me to get into it. He wasn't signed to a contract. And, when that becomes clear that that's the case, we have, and our team fades out of direct contention that season to that degree, we have to start looking at opportunities as a player nears the end of his term.
So there you have it. Now, the team that Rutschman was traded to, apparently, is unstoppable.
Swing and a drive. That one sucks high and deep. It's going to go into the monster seats for a grand slam.
Yeah, that one's not coming back. Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network. Caleb Durbin's grand slam in front of 33,000 crazies at Fenway Park was the big hit, and the Red Sox crushed the White Sox last night 14-2. It was their 29th win in their last 34 games. Ravens took the field in Owings Mills yesterday, and the guy who took personal ownership of that field was wide receiver Jacoby Lane, quickly earning the trust of his quarterback with more outstanding plays.
Oh, this guy, he's different. He's different. Long arms, strong hands. I'm going to say he's a physical receiver.
Lane's signature play was a falling down, one-handed grab along the sideline, a la OBJ, despite tight coverage. Meanwhile, the guy who coached Lane in high school is none other than former Raven Todd Heap.
When you play in the NFL long enough, you see what a really good receiver looks like, you know. And I've been watching Jacoby for a long time. He's got probably the most upside of just about any receiver in this draft.
And elsewhere in sports, the first college football preseason coaches poll is out. Ohio State, the number one team in the country. Mauricio Pochettino is officially staying on as the U.S. men's national soccer team coach for the 2030 World Cup cycle. And finally, a truly amazing athlete has announced his official retirement from sports. We're talking about 49-year-old Brock Lesnar, confirming that his appearance at the WWE SummerSlam on Saturday would be the last of his career. Lesnar's announcement brings an end to one of the most unique and successful careers in professional sports history. An NCAA championship wrestler, a WWE champion as well, a brief NFL stint with the Vikings, and then a transition to mixed martial arts, winning a UFC heavyweight championship as well. The time now is 8:37. When we return, Clay Travis has done it again.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
First of all, I want to thank you for sending this to me. That's number one.
I immediately thought of you when I saw it, but it's an incredible story.
It is an incredible story, and sometimes you just have to take a step back and laugh,
yes,
because that's what sports is all about. Clay Travis, who is the OutKick founder, I'm sure you follow him, has come up with a plan. And the plan is this. He's going to challenge the WNBA on their rhetoric and on their play. He is willing to pay $10 million to the winner of a showdown between the Las Vegas Aces, one of the best teams in the WNBA, and a boys' high school championship team of his choice.
Right.
That's a high school championship
right.
team. And then the other thing that he's willing to do, because the WNBA is so woke and they're talking about transgender rights, et cetera, et cetera, he wants to form a transgender-only team in the WNBA and call them the Nashville Balls. That's what he wants to do. And you know what? He just may end up getting this done.
He might. There was this French. Did you see the French player?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he might start with, that would be the first team teammate selected. Have you seen the logo, though? That's the best part of the Nashville Balls.
I'm going to scrub. You've got to go online. Where'd you get this from?
Gateway Pundit.
The Gateway Pundit. Go online to the Gateway Pundit and search Clay Travis.
Clay Travis, Gateway Pundit, Nashville Balls.
You know what? I'm going to pull a Gomer Pyle and I'm going to say thank you, thank you, thank you for sending me that.
That's just incredible. Did you see they did a survey of some of the coaches and owners of the WNBA? They asked them what the W stood for.
Uh-oh.
And some of them couldn't respond. They didn't know, or they wouldn't say, because
really?
There's the word women in it.
Oh, my God. Can you? What?
Yeah. Crazy.
Is it? Okay. Right.
But I want to get
you
season.
Got it.
I might get season tickets to the Nashville Balls.
You know what? Right. I may join you.
All right.
Another road trip for KC and Company.
Thanks, Kay. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. I was sent this from one of our listeners, Patty, who does a great job of following the energy. The PGM, that's the grid operator, asking the Maryland Public Service Commission to approve the Brandon Shores Retirement Mitigation Project because the state of Maryland needs to take immediate steps to secure new baseload generation to increase supply. Baseload, by the way, is not considered solar, wind, or battery storage. Baseload is either natural gas, nuclear energy. And the locational marginal pricing that came on July the 2nd, this is what happened when supply is tight, when that supply is available miles and miles away, because Maryland Democrats who control Annapolis refuse to allow natural gas generators to be built in the state or expand nuclear at Calvert Cliffs. The current LMB pricing map is available at their PJM homepage. I looked it up at the homepage. Guess what? The most expensive pricing in the area is Pepco at 1903.38. And then comes BGE at 1863.53, and then Delmarva Power and Light, 1669. So the top three most expensive energy companies, distributors, Pepco, BGE, and DPO, all in the Delmarva region. It's just amazing. The PGM set records for usage on July 2nd and only kept the grid running. Why? Because President Trump's Energy Department issued emergency orders to allow certain generators like the Wagner Unit, which is oil, to operate over the state of Maryland, restricted to 18 and a half days per year. PJM states that during the July 2026 heat wave, hottest on record, Maryland imported in excess of 4,000 megawatts of electricity, and that was both Brandon Shores and Wagner Unit 4, generating 2,000 megawatts of electricity, their maximums. Can you imagine? Can you think of what would have happened if Brandon Shores and Wagner were allowed to close? Folks, we're talking massive blackouts and brownouts all over the state, especially in high population areas like Baltimore. And elsewhere. In addition, PJM ordered load shedding, which means that certain businesses moved to on-site generators to reduce the load to prevent the grid from crashing. And for the first time, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission allowed PJM to order data centers to back up diesel generation in order to preserve the integrity of the grid. Look, Maryland's energy crisis is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Maryland depends on Pennsylvania for a large portion of our imported power. And Pennsylvania is experiencing its own short supply issues due to reshored manufacturing, data center growth, and electrification. And Pennsylvania is building new generation assets while we are not. Maryland's elected leaders, starting with Westmore and the Democrats, need to take a long, hard look and immediate steps to increase baseload supply. Otherwise, we're going to be in deep doo-doo. PJM has encouraged Maryland to take these necessary steps, but the question remains, will Westmore and his tyrannical party take the necessary actions, or are we going to get more of the Utility Relief Act where, oh, we're going to give you $12 of your money back a month that you've already paid out, and you'll take it, and you'll be happy with it. It's like you'll own nothing, and you'll be happy, okay? You won't be able to afford your energy bill, but that $12.50 will make you just a little bit happier. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. And once again, the update is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
A couple of vehicles on the shoulder now. It looks like a new wreck here. It's minor. They're standing outside the vehicles, outer loop, right around the area right before Security Boulevard. So if you're coming down the Beltway from Liberty Road, you're backed up in that area back towards 795. They're over there. I don't think anybody's with it yet. But right now they're off to the side. There is room to get by, but it's going to be slow, and it's still heavy back to the area 795 down through Liberty Road. The inner loop at Green Spring and the Parkville side all reacting to the wet streets. Not raining really hard right now locally, but the roadways are still wet. Looks like the wreck that was there on 95 southbound at Route 100 has cleared. That pace has now improved, but the heavy rain was really right around the Annapolis area. Looked at the radar, and anywhere from the top of the hill at I-97 all the way down to the ramps at 50 and I-97, very heavy rain through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a cloudy, warm, and humid day today. Temperatures in the mid-80s. It feel like the mid-90s. Chance for showers and storms start today, lasting overnight and through tomorrow. 73 right now, rain in Bel Air. 75 in Middle River. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Brought to you by Town Appliance. I've seen now a couple of these incidents recently within the last several months where pilots of small aircraft have been forced to make emergency landings. One was on a California highway. One I saw the other day on a beach that was largely unattended, but all of them ended safely, and unfortunately some of them do not end so safely. But we have another incident. The pilot of a small plane and a student on board were forced to make an emergency landing on a Florida highway after experiencing engine trouble. Thank God no one was hurt. And here's the radio call and the trucker, Eric Jordan, who witnessed the whole thing.
We're completely propped up moving. We're probably going down on I-10.
Roger. It's at your discretion. Safest possible spot. We'll get the vehicles out for you.
No, we are not making the airport. We're going down on I-10.
If I wouldn't have seen that shadow over my truck, as you see in the video, it was a close call from the truck and for that sign. But he landed. He was a good pilot. He was a good instructor. It was a miracle that he landed that thing with no problem.
A miracle indeed, but, you know, it's a kudos to the skills of that pilot. Thank God nobody was hurt. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Attention all grillers. Want to impress your family and friends this 4th of July and beyond? Here's your chance at Town Appliance at Owings Mills for their huge holiday event. They have the best grills on display in their showroom, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XL, and Lynx. Plus, over 70 top appliance brands. Mayer & Mayer makes shopping simple, easy, and fun with flexible financing to fit your budget. They're open Sunday through Friday. All you have to do is visit townappliance.com today.
All right, let's go back to the phones here for just a second. We got Ron in Pasadena wants to weigh in. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Brandon Shores is absolutely going to close. They have a massive, massive home development plan for that site. I go to the county meetings here in Anne Arundel County. I've seen the blueprints for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to close because there's no way that they would be able to have a power plant amongst thousands of homes.
Yeah, if that's already been approved, that's passed the Anne Arundel County Council and the...
I believe it has.
Yeah, all right, we'll double check on that. But
now, these are single-family homes, these are condominiums, these are apartment buildings. It is, Sean, it's huge.
Yeah, I bet. And where are they going to get the energy to power those homes?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just amazing. All right, we'll double check on that. Ron, thanks for bringing that to our attention. We appreciate it. Ron in Pasadena. We've got... Mike weighing in on the Preakness. Just like our industry, expect other states like New Jersey, Virginia, or Pennsylvania to steal the middle jewel, the Triple Crown, from Maryland. They will offer much bigger purses than Maryland has or will. Yeah, that's certainly a question. John on the Preakness says Marylanders are on the hook to the tune of $500 million for White Elephant. Pitiful. Thank you for the great information and entertainment. Thank you, John, for listening. Appreciate that. We got Skip here. Westmore has just instituted the first ever single crown in horse racing. He and Mayor BS will be the masters of ceremonies for that one. Yeah, that's a great... Steven says, wasn't there a revolution about taxation without representation? Yeah, there sure was. 250 years in, Democrats have completely forgotten the history of our country and the state of Maryland. Brad weighs in saying the liberals have been executing a two-pronged attack designated to destabilize American society. The first prong is to defund the police, which will promote lawlessness and destabilization. The second prong is through legislative action, reduce or remove laws that protect our quality of life, like making most shoplifting, et cetera, legal. Yeah, after all, it's not even shoplifting anymore. It's probably justified appropriation or some such nonsense. Anyway, some of your thoughts here this morning. We appreciate the feedback. Francesca Hong, she's the lunatic running for governor in Wisconsin at the upcoming primary. And she, of course, had this to say about President Trump.
In the restaurant industry, when we're out of something, we say it's 86th. And I'd say it's about time we 86 Trump. He represents the utter failure of our government to keep us safe from threats, both viral and systemic.
There's another unhinged Democrat like Jim Comey. 86 also means to kill, to get rid of, to bury, to eliminate, or all of the above. I have never worked in the restaurant industry. I've never heard the term 86 used in that, but maybe if you have, you can let us know. But it seems to me you have another unhinged Democrat saying it's time to kill President Trump. And then, of course, we had another assassination attempt or individual arrested out in California with lots of guns and ammunition and trying to monitor the president's security operations, who is now in custody, thank God. All right, it's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock, and still to come, we have the great tweet from Mike Rowe that has gone viral regarding anti-communism. Our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements, it's Customer Appreciation Month, all during the month of August, and this is our way of saying thank you by offering incredible savings. You can save 50% when you order five or more bottles of mix and match. Can be any bottles you want, no, excludes combo packs, obviously, but you get the free shipping as well. Use the coupon code VIP50. That's VIP50, and get all your favorites. Stock up now, or you can try try something new along with your favorites if you like. This is during our customer appreciation sale all during the month of August. All you need to do is call 1-800-26-ALIVE, make your five-bottle selection, then give them the code VIP50, and you get free shipping and you save 50% off your order. That's a great deal. And or you can go online, res-q.com, and plug in the code VIP50 at checkout after you've made your order. Again, a customer appreciation, just another way Rescue Natural Supplements says thank you for using the products and natural supplements. And it's a great way to repair, if not maintain, your health. Use that coupon code VIP50.
The Rob Carson Show. In the state of Wisconsin, running for governor, a diagnosed bipolar Asian chick with a history of self-harm who's been institutionalized in a psychiatric ward and overdosed on lithium, and she wanted to get rid of Thanksgiving. A guy who plays with the Dr. Fauci doll proclaims his love for trans kids and met his girlfriend at a gay bar. That's Tallarico in Texas. That's your Democrat Party. The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, just in case you missed it, this week, Republican Steve Hilton, who's running for governor of California, shared disturbing testimony from a young illegal alien, female, of life under the child migrant program during the Biden administration. Juana Rebecca Perez Sante said the program, led by Javier Becerra, who was then HHS secretary, kept her held like a slave and delivered her to child traffickers. Juana, who said she was 17 when she crossed the southern border in May of 21, entered the federal system for unaccompanied minors, which Becerra boasted at the time was an assembly line through which minors flowed. After she arrived, she was placed with a sponsor, an adult approved to act as her legal guardian. She was taken from the shelter by a social worker, left alone at an airport. She called the sponsor, who sent three men to pick her up. She got in the car. They told her, you're going to stay here, but from today on, you're going to start working. And that's what she did. 20 hours a day, 7 days a week, making tortillas and food, being deprived of food and water. She was forced to sleep on a ceramic floor with grown men in a bed next to her. And yes, she said that she was sexually assaulted and violated by those men. Thank you, Democrat Party. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, Javier Becerra, for having no conscience or ability to protect young women who cross the border illegally into the country. It's 8:53. Traffic weather on the threes now with the update. The king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And looking at the radar down towards Annapolis, anywhere from Glen Burnie through Severna Park and then down towards Odenton, Annapolis, that one area of rain, if you look at the radar, it's all red and yellow, and we've seen that on I-97 and on Route 50 through the area. There's even some rain now at the Bay Bridge, so on the main span there, caution is advised. Most of the other areas still getting a steady, moderate rain right now, starting to move away from the city just a bit, so that's improving. Outer Loop Security Boulevard, a couple of vehicles there were on the shoulder. The way is still backed up, and we still, from earlier problems, have delays going south into both the harbor tunnels. We're still up to at least 20-minute delays, both on 95 and 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast for today. It's going to be a cloudy day, warm and humid. Temperatures in the mid-80s, going to feel more like the mid-90s with that humidity climbing up the index there. Showers and storms throughout the day today, tonight, and tomorrow as well. And it's going to be a rainy couple of days here next few weeks. So there you have it. All right, right now we're looking at cloudy skies with some rain still in the area. Some drizzle in Columbia, 74, and it is 74 in Owings Mills. Mike Rowe, as you know, from, again, Dirty Jobs, and is an advocate for hard work and learning the trades. And, again, this is not wasting your college education on stuff you'll never use and never need. He has returned to embracing the trades, and he's gone viral for a message that he posted on X about the alarming rise of communism in American politics. And I thought I would read at least a portion of it. I can't have time for all of it. But here is what he concludes. after seeing a bunch of celebrities, even Democrats like Bill Maher, basically calling out Democrat socialists. James Carville just said the other day he will not be a member of the Democrat Party if people like this Syed character become a U.S. senator, become active members of the party. Mike Gross says, and I quote, "It's alarming to see how quickly communism has been embraced by so many. But it's even more alarming to see how many have yet to condemn it in favor of sheltering under a big tent. This week, Gavin Newsom dismissed concerns over Democrat Socialists of America and progressive candidates winning key primaries, stating he would gladly campaign for them. He argued that the party must be in the addition, not subtraction, business to retake control of Congress. The candidates that Newsom is referring to here are not subtle. They have clearly articulated precisely what they want and exactly what they will try to accomplish if they gain power. No borders, no police, no prisons, no Senate. From each according to his needs, from each according to his abilities, and so forth." They are literally quoting Karl Marx, and they are literally on the record as desiring to completely dismantle our government and replace it with actual communism. And the governor of California says he will campaign on their behalf if doing so will result in a congressional win. Truly amazing. Mr. Rowe goes on to say, "Seems to me that this is the best opportunity that Democrats will ever have to make some kind of reasonable appeal to independents and those not on board with this administration. This is a chance to affirmatively distance themselves from an ideology that has caused more human suffering than any other scheme dreamt up by man, and yet they have not. I understand how unpopular President Trump is in the eyes of many, but if the DSA continues to grow in popularity and the Democrats actually campaign on their behalf, I think it'll be the largest political blunder in my lifetime. Unless, of course, I'm wrong, and the DSA expands to swallow the Democratic Party, and communism winds up on the ballot. In which case, Ronald Reagan's warning will haunt us all. Freedom is never more than one generation from extinction." So that's what he wrote, and I thought it was well written. And his post got such a huge reaction, especially from the left. He posted a follow-up. And he said, "Not the way I planned on spending my afternoon, but 7,600 comments should not be ignored, bots, trolls, and personal attacks notwithstanding. The critics of yesterday's post were dominated by a large and vocal contingent who rushed to remind me that there's a difference between socialism and communism, an obvious indication that they didn't actually read the post." So, again, that is the DSA is anti-America. This is not a drill. If these people ever get real power, the country, as we know, it is finished, according to Mike Rowe. It's a wake-up call for those that are espousing this, you know, soft C, communism, whatever you want to call it. I used to call them limousine liberals. Now they're champagne socialists. The next thing we're going to see is some kind of euphemism for communism. But he's absolutely right. Communism is responsible for the death of over 100 million people. Look it up. That is a fact. The last thing we ever want to see is communism here in the United States. And I agree with Mike Savage. Maybe it's time we start deporting those that pose a threat to our very form of government and our very Constitution. Stay tuned for Kim. She's coming up next. See you tomorrow morning at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.